star game.
Yeah. You know, for Monday Night Football. During the game in Tennessee, I had a real dilemma because for the first time during a football game, I felt a sexual urge.
Were you by yourself?
Yes. Monday night, you're doing Green Bay and Miami, right?
Yes.
Let's make a date in the first quarter.
I'll try and wink to you or something like that.
There you go. The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
It's so crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Hey, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show.
Attention, but I also think that anyone who's planning on calling knows that we're real busy in here.
I mean, I ain't complaining. I don't mind that the phones don't ring.
Oh, no.
It's a good sign that it's a compelling feature.
Yes, it is.
And listen to what we've got today for Strip Trivia for our contestants. We have to send some love to Tammy Sachs.
Oh, really?
Who gets all of our promotions for our show.
Right.
She came up with another trip to WWF SummerSlam.
Wow.
In Raleigh, North Carolina. So, when we play Strip Trivia today, the first prize, the person who wins will have their choice of the trip to the White Stallion Boner Ranch.
Good.
In Tucson, Arizona.
Starring Don Geronimo.
Or they could have the WWF SummerSlam trip.
Oh, that's great.
They'll have the choice of either trip. The second
prize winner will get whichever trip is left over.
Good.
And the third prize winner will get $500 in cash.
Wow. That's really the best. So I think that's fantastic.
Quite a big bounty for today's strip trivia.
Hey, let's head on down to Don and Mike's studio.
Oh, yeah.
Take our clothes off.
Right.
Ooh, let's do it.
Yeah.
Don and Mike are gonna give ya another whopping dose of strip trivia.
Blow it.
The rules of the game are simple and crucial.
Hey, Rudy.
Around the studio, all naked and new.
Come on. And play it for you guys. You get the answers right.
Here's everybody's favorite part of the song.
Oh, show off your...
So a great trivia today. As it stands right now, 16 people. We'll see how many of them show up.
Right.
How this shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be playing in less than an hour from now.
Very, very exciting.
I want to start today's show with a thank you. Some more love. Throwing out some more love to the good people of New York City.
Yep.
Now, you have not yet, you know, it's just a monthly rating that we got today. You know, we get ratings every month.
Right.
And you've not yet earned the right to actually participate in the show.
And we normally don't even talk about the monthly ratings, but we're paying very close attention to New York City because it's important to us.
But, you know, our ratings are up in New York, and we've been bitching a lot about how we suck in New York.
Right.
And the way the ratings work is it's a three-month rolling average.
That's it.
Meaning that the ratings we got last time were for April, May, and June.
Right.
So the next set of ratings will be for July, August, and September. So they took out the month of April and replaced it with the month of July.
Mm-hmm.
In the month of April, and I'm not proud to tell you this, our show in New York rated a 0.6 share.
That's you know, there are really cab dispatchers that have more listeners than we have.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, right. Dear.
However, the month that they replaced it with was triple that, up to a 1.8?
Okay.
Yeah, a 1.8 was the isolated month.
All right.
So, good job, New York.
That is a good job. We're slowly... This is the Titanic... Well, it's not the Titanic.
No.
What's another? It's the SS Norway slowly pulling out of port.
Listen, in some markets, we are the Titanic.
Yeah, that's true.
And we still might be the Titanic in New York, but
we're slowly making... We're gathering steam.
It's going the right way.
As they used to say to me when I was on the ice, when I used to skate with the hockey players, you know, the professional hockey players who used to play in the NHL, they would laugh at me and they would see me moving and they would say, gathering
speed.
And that's what we're doing right now.
Well, it's happening, and the people from NEW called, and they were excited because we officially now are the highest rated nighttime show in the history of WNEW radio, which says a lot about what a crappy asshole WNEW radio is.
In the history, like from the beginning?
The highest rated nighttime show they've ever had. We have a 1.8 share.
Wow.
And they're ecstatic about it. They said, congratulations, you guys set a record.
My God.
So listen.
It was that bad, huh?
Yeah. And it's not like we're popping champagne corks in here today.
No, but it does feel good.
And the people of New York still have not earned the right to play the contest because that rating still sucks.
What is the number you would be looking for? What will our ratings have to get to?
Oh, we got to hit at least a 3 share.
Okay. I think that's fair.
You got to be
fair.
At least a 3. You got to at least have 3% of the audience listening.
The available audience.
Yes, which would still mean that 97% is not listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to get at least a 3 share before they can participate.
Absolutely.
But thank you. The word's getting out. So thank you, New York. I'm damn excited this weekend. Frieda and Bart come back from Spain.
I know, you've been a lonely man.
Now, she's been gone a week, and I miss her a lot. He's been gone a month. I miss him even more. And you know that she's left me little gifts every day. Little notes and little gifts. Well, the one that I got last night, and she's had one of the neighbors go down to the mailbox, and every night when I come home and get the mail, there's a little note from Frieda inside that says where to look in the house for whatever the gift is.
That's very cool.
She's got me books and a couple of DVDs. She got me Independence Day, some of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
The one I got yesterday, I have to share this with you. It's a first for her. She writes here, we'll be home soon. Love you, XXOOO. Then she writes, here's the hint. I don't think we've ever had a visitor from the West, but someone left their hat in the family room. Okay, now in our family room, she, for whatever reason, she has a couple of cowboy hats up on the wall.
Right.
So I went up to the cowboy hat on the right, and I took it off the wall, and there was nothing there. I went to the cowboy hat on the left, and my wife, what a great woman she is, she gave me a DVD porno.
Oh, wow. Hey.
And the name of it is Maui Heat.
Who's the director?
Oh, who cares?
Is it that guy? Who's that guy, Buzz?
Andrew Blake?
No, Andrew Blake. Sounds like something he'd direct, maybe.
I don't think so.
How was it?
It was, I only saw the first 2 minutes of it, but it's real good.
Boy, that's above and beyond the Call of Duty right there.
Ain't she the greatest?
That's damn terrific. What a fine woman you got there.
Isn't that something? That, well, she called me this morning. She said, did you get the gift? I said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She said, so I guess that there won't be a porno charge on the cable bill. I said, oh, no, there won't be a porno charge on the cable bill. Today,
right?
Yeah. You know, you just gave me the tape last night.
Sure, sure.
So anyway, I can't wait till they get
that's
back.
That's pretty cool. That's a very cool game.
And I will let you know what happens.
What was it called? Maui Heat.
Maui Heat. Maui Heat is great. It's great. Starts with these two chicks on a beach in Maui.
There you go.
In Hawaii. And they just they undress each other and they kiss. And frankly, that's all I saw.
Bingo.
Hawaii sure can get sticky.
Sure can. It's a hot time in Florida.
That's fantastic.
I promise you this. When my wife does get home, and they get home tomorrow, I will not kiss her the way that Al Gore kissed Tipper Gore last night. And
wow.
Mike, this is not open for discussion as far as fair play, because this has nothing to do with politics.
Okay. All right.
I'm just telling you.
But are you going to slam him?
Oh, how can you not slam
I like the way you preface what you're saying, but this is not open to discussion.
This is nothing about policy.
Okay.
This is nothing Republican versus Democrat.
Right.
This is Al Gore last night.
Yes, grabbed his wife and planted one on her.
But I mean, talk about awkward, bad, pushed his face against her face to where she actually had to repel him a little bit, like, what the hell are you trying to do here? I mean, it was an awkward kiss.
It was an awkward kiss. I agree with you. And then then it got unawkward, and they kissed again. But the first kiss, the one you're talking about, I totally agree with you.
When he approached
her. I think it was a combination of her nervousness, his nervousness, and he came up to her and just, it almost looked like he was going to take her head off.
Yeah,
collision. I totally agree with you.
And you know they're not going to tongue on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a movie kiss where he just had his mouth pressed up against hers, and it was just like, just open mouth on open mouth, and her skin got all pressed up like this against the side of his face, and she actually had to just, we're down, boy.
Slow down. You know, the one thing
that was the funniest goddamn kiss I've ever seen.
It was when they got back together, you know, and then he kissed her again. He gave her, like, a more reasonable kiss after that. And I think she said, I think you could read her lips, she said, go get him. And for me, it was kind of refreshing to see, you know, even though the kiss was awkward, I think and I'm not a big fan of hers. I don't really like her, but I think that they are the only couple. They look like they're legitimately really into each other, and you haven't seen that for 8 years. You know, with the first lady.
Okay, watch
president.
It. You see now you're gonna make me defend Bush, that I think Bush bangs Mrs. Bush all the time.
Yeah, I just don't think that they look that way when they're together.
Did,
she looks.
You did.
I
did
tell you,
Republican convention.
Mrs. Bush to me looks like the Joker when she's up there.
You didn't see when You didn't see when he was diddling her.
when George W. When W. was doing that
during the Republican convention.
No, did they show that? They had,
yeah.
Did you see last night during the convention coverage when it was CBS that had it, the good old CBS network.
CBS.
They had a camera that was looking in between a curtain. And they were almost like Peeping Tom, and I guess Gore had come down early, and they had caught him behind this, and he was dabbing at his upper lip. And it looked like he was eating something, too, but he'd go back and forth behind this curtain. And Dan Rather's up there, and it was funny because it's like, now we have a live picture. We want to show you something right here. And I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on? Is there something going on? Is there a riot outside? You know, is there another L.A. riot going on? Right? And they say, look at this. And what you see is you see Gore's head, and it's kind of going back and forth between this little slit in the curtain. And then somebody, I think wisely, at a certain point said, what are you doing? You know, there's nothing, you know, nothing happening, nothing to see here.
Right.
But they really were just like, we have a camera, and he's down here getting ready to walk across the convention floor.
That was one bad kiss, man.
I liked it.
Bad.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Bad kiss. Well, okay. I expected from Buzz. You just piped down.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, listen. If you could take yourself out of it, and if you could be objective,
mm-hmm.
you would agree that it was awkward. It was.
You do not think that I'm being objective?
No, I don't. No, I don't. As a matter of fact,
I know. I will yield to your total objectivity on this entire subject.
On the kissing.
On the kiss.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm not saying that it wasn't awkward. I'm agreeing with that. I'm saying I
laughed my ass off.
I liked it. I liked the whole thing. I liked the whole. I liked the whole.
You know the whole. Okay. Now, time me, Rob. Time me.
Oh, here we go.
Time me.
Ready?
Yeah.
You know what I like is that as it goes on, you're becoming more committed to your cause.
Ready?
And I think that's going to make for some spirited debate.
Time me. Go. Everybody knows the only reason he really tried to plant one on her is because his whole thing is, hey, I don't cheat on my wife like Clinton does. So that's why he wanted to lay one on her. Just
right.
to reinforce that. Thank you. Time.
10, Mike, rebuttal.
Yes, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go. Are you better off today than you were 8 years ago? Thank you. That's all the time I require. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
Okay, I got one more.
Okay,
this
ready?
This is a fast one.
Okay, go.
Your man Gore voted against the Viacom-CBS merger. Time.
5 seconds.
All right, 5 seconds. God bless Gore Lieberman, and God bless the United States of America.
Time.
Okay. Thank you. But we're in agreement. It was an awkward kiss.
Yeah, the
it was
first
like
part.
It was like Frankenstein kissing the bride of Frankenstein. Really?
The awkwardness of the kiss, we can agree on that one tiny little element.
Like Herman Munster come out of the Kiss of Lily. I mean, it was like, Lily!
You won't agree with me, though, on the fact that W's wife kind of looked like the Joker when she was up there?
W's wife is no piece of ass, but then again...
It's not a piece of ass, it's just that...
Neither is Gore.
I agree with that. No, I'm talking about the smile, which was just like...
No, she got the Joker smile. She does have the Joker smile. She got the Vish Joker smile.
I mean, always, permanently.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, that was just an oogie moment last night. Which I like. I'm glad that I turned the convention on at least for a second so I didn't catch that kiss.
It was the wonderful kiss. The kiss. The eternal kiss of the dead. It was a definitely awkward moment.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Yeah, hi. Here we are.
Radio Philanthropist, actually. This is Chris calling from Arlington.
Yes, hello, Chris.
Yes, I won your last trivia contest you had back in May.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to call and thank you for the lovely trip to Japan that... Tammy came through with. She really hooked me up with accommodations and everything. And I'm going.
Yes, of course. People really do win the prizes we give away on this show.
I had no doubt. I just wanted to call and thank you. Thank you guys again.
All right. Well, thank you for thanking us.
Really appreciate it. And good luck to the contestants Saturday or today.
My bag hits you, pal.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Doesn't Lieberman from the side look like that crazy little actor that always plays like the mad scientist in the movies?
Now, we've already discussed this. Lieberman looks like the guy who was the chauffeur in Guarding Tess,
mm-hmm.
or he looks like Willie, who was Alf's dad.
Willie, I think more like Willie. I think more. The guy that was in Guarding Tess is actually, even though he's got gray hair, looks younger than Lieberman. And and Willie right now, and where is Willie? How come we don't see Willie anymore on sitcom?
Wasn't there a bad story about him in the tabloids?
Yeah. Didn't Willie do some drinking?
I think Willie's a little thirsty and a little eager to get on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're behind Max Wright.
Yeah. And he's saying Max Wright
on the road to recovery.
A little thirsty and eager to get on the road.
And he's a regular on the Norm series, which will be back on ABC this fall.
Oh, hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hi, what?
Did you guys see Regis this morning?
I saw it for a moment, sure.
Who was that, bitch that was on with him?
Carol Liefert.
Oh, really? You mean Seinfeld's friend? Oh.
Yeah.
The comedian?
Yeah, right. She's a moose. She is a moose.
It's awkward between them.
Yeah, she's too weird.
She's got some big knockers, though.
Does she really?
Yeah, she does.
Somebody you know, said Rosie O'Donnell's going for that?
The Ainsley Harriet that I watched today, the rerun.
Yeah,
they're obviously recycling all of the shows over and over again because it was canceled.
He was canned, right.
And this is my favorite Ainsley was on today. It's the one with the soap opera star. I'm not sure what soap opera she's on. The greatest cleavage I have ever seen.
Wow.
And she laughs at Ainsley. She dances with Ainsley. She giggles as she's cooking. Every time she's trying to shake the thing on the stove, the cleavage is jiggling, and she has the most incredible incredible, beautiful breasts I've ever seen on a woman. And you just watch it. And meanwhile, Ainsley, totally oblivious to this, going, oh, yes, darling, would you please take the coffee knife and cut a wedge out of the frittata? And she's like, yes, and she's just jiggling.
He is a giant eunuch.
He is. I guess he's gone back. Has he gone back to London? That's what I'd like
God,
to
God, I
think.
Hope so.
Oh, no, you know what he's supposed to? Didn't he reincarnated, I think, on the Food Network.
Well, good. That's where it belongs.
That's right.
Right with Bobby Flay. And Emerald
Lagasse.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, what?
Hey, as a four-year listener, what are the chances of me hearing the end of Strip Trivia for the first time here in Sacramento?
Well, listen, as a 15-year broadcaster of this show, what's the odds of you moving to a city where they have the good sense to run the entire show?
I have no idea, sir.
And I guess we've reached a dilemma. That's what that silence would indicate.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your politeness.
F you.
And goodbye.
F you.
Caller with that goodbye display the same good sense that the people at KHTK display.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Mike, from a fellow escaped Connecticut.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Don.
Yeah.
Did you see the highlight of the convention?
What, you mean it wasn't the Frankenstein kiss?
No, it was the Eagle Scouts getting booed by the California delegation.
What was that? Was that on live, like the network?
That,
yeah,
you?
No, it was on C-SPAN and those kind of things.
C-SPAN, yeah. You can't go. I pop into C-SPAN occasionally if I want to, if they break away from something that I want to look at. But the C-SPAN coverage is, let me just say, it's really good that the networks are limiting their coverage of the conventions, because you see some stuff that makes you very uncomfortable.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I can't believe you haven't figured out exactly who Lieberman looks like. Teller from Penn and Teller.
Absolutely. I think that's absolutely
true.
Right.
A little bit. Yeah, except doesn't Teller have curlier hair, though?
Yeah, and Teller doesn't have, I think Teller is not as, he doesn't have as large a head as Lieberman. I think Lieberman's got a larger head.
Now, I think you got to go with the guy from Elf, and I still think the guy from Guarding Test kind of looks like Lieberman, too.
I think Lieberman looks a little bit like Henry Gibson, if you remember him.
Yep, a little bit like Henry Gibson.
And I noticed last night when he raised his fist into the air, his fist and his arm reminded me of Montgomery Burns. Just a little bit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, how's it going?
See, he's working you a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, but I tolerate it.
He's still on the fence.
We've mended our fences a little bit on that this week. I was calling him a traitor early in the week. Every time I was out in the hallway putting, and every time Buzz would walk by, I said, how you doing, Mr. Traitor?
Don and Mike Show.
I haven't been listening to all the commentary, but doesn't Lieberman sound like Alf's dad? Okay. You know, from Alf?
Have you been listening? I know you haven't been listening to the commentary, but have you been listening to our show?
Well, to be honest with you, I just turned it on.
Okay, well, to be honest with you, we've only said it a million times, including a million times today.
Okay, apologize.
Okay. I'm sorry. You know, it's just, this is not a joke. This is like my career here, Mike's career here.
Yeah, we would appreciate you thinking about the show a little more, sir.
I'll take your lives more seriously. I apologize.
Thank you.
Right.
Duly reprimanded. Thanks.
Bye.
Duly reprimanded on the report. God damn. I mean, we were just talking about that.
I know we were.
Just talking about
it. In great detail.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, did you hear Liddy's latest wacky pronunciation of a word?
Pronunciation.
Yeah, pronunciation.
Okay, what is the word? And then let us guess how he pronounces it.
So that. Funny, though, he's going to slam a guy about a pronunciation, and he says pronunciation.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, my credibility is shot. But he was discussing men and women's libidos.
All right, hold on. Let us guess how he would pronounce it.
I would say he'd say libido.
I bet it's libido.
Don got it.
Way
libido.
To go. Libido. Yes, there is. The male and female libido.
Yeah, the man's libido is much stronger.
Libido. I'd love to get tape of that.
Libido.
Libido.
Bam-day.
It was today.
Bam-day.
Roaring from behind was Mercedes-Benz, followed closely by Bam-day and their libido.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey. We love you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I think Lieberman looks like the guy from the magazine, Alfred E. Newman.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
He doesn't look anything like Alfred E. Newman.
No.
He doesn't even look like the janitor from Cracked.
No.
And I know that guy's name. I think that guy's name from Cracked was Sylvester.
The guy that wore like a painter's hat.
Right. The guy with the long blonde hair. You don't want to pinch. cracked was okay.
Well, you're a passionate Mad Magazine man, and if you couldn't, I'm surprised that you liked Cracked at all, because you liked Mad Magazine so much, and usually that fear of change thing, I would have thought that you would really hate Cracked, and it's pale recreation of what is basically the Mad Magazine format.
But there were, at the time, second and third tier Cracked and Mads. It's almost like Coke and Pepsi. If I go into a restaurant, I can't get a Diet Coke.
Right.
I say, give me a Diet Pepsi. I'm just as happy.
I would have thought you would go right from Mad, skip over Cracked, and go to National Lampoon.
Now, see, National Lampoon's in a totally different arena.
I know.
Yeah. Totally different arena. Plus, they had naked pictures of chicks and photo funnies.
They did indeed.
At National Lampoon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Head, what were some of the other ones besides Mad and Cracked?
Oh.
Underneath Cracked. Come on, thanks. What good are you, Robbie?
I'm not good at all.
I think the guy's name was Sylvester, the guy who was the janitor on the cover of every Cracked.
Kind of looked like he was a janitor or a painter.
You have to forgive me. I was too busy watching television. I didn't read magazines.
Did Sylvester, correct? I'm seeing if I can remember now. Did he have overalls on?
Yes.
Okay. And white overalls.
White overalls. Blonde hair coming out of the...
like bangs sticking down?
Yeah, curls coming out of the side of his painter's cap.
Which was sideways.
And they would always put him in wacky situations like they would Alfred E. Newman.
Cracked.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, how do you think it's going to work for Mike's man Lieberman when his religion doesn't allow him out of the house on weekends, doesn't allow him in cars, airplanes?
Once again, sir, you've paid attention in great detail to what's been addressed by the candidate already, where he said it would not affect his duties. He would be sworn in on a Saturday if they won, and he would have no problems with that. Working on Saturday, working on that. He has done it before.
How could it not affect?
He's done it before.
He walks to important votes and stuff, you know. I just wonder, I haven't heard much said about it.
There was a lot said about it. As a matter of fact, first weekend he got grilled on it, and he said he'd be able to do his duties. Fine.
Okay. Check that out on Modern Jewish.
One more thing,
Modern Jewish Weekly with Rob Spiewak this weekend.
Yeah. Rob will give you all the answers that you're looking for on that particular subject.
On many of these Westwood One stations.
Hey, buddy, can I say one thing? You were right.
No, buddy.
Redskin game you did.
Right. Thank you, buddy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi there. How's he going to do it? No way. I don't think so.
He's not Amish. I mean, it's not like he can't get in a car.
Well, what he's talking about, something really weird. But I'll tell you, I think that there are lots of questions about, because he's so Orthodox, that he has to observe the Sabbath. And I think, is it sundown on Friday?
Yes.
You can't drive a car.
Right.
What he said was, you know, he's always said if it's the good of the country, you know, where something like a vote or something, a national emergency.
I know, that's also the same philosophy with all the sales guys here at the state.
Yeah, if it's a national emergency.
All of our sales guys are Jews, and they're all here on Friday night, late.
Yeah, because it's the good of their country.
You got to get the weekend business in.
Absolutely.
You got to get the spots in.
And Lieberman could always hire a Shabbos Goy to drive him around.
Ah, that's right.
So he's got that option.
I remember when we had that discussion.
The Shabbos Goy.
The Shabbos Goys that actually do all the things that Orthodox Jews can't do on the Sabbath.
Right. Hello?
Hello, Don.
Yes, howdy.
I'd just like to commend you on making very specific points in your little debate with Mike there. But Mike seems to be falling back on patriotic rhetoric.
I think that might be an accurate criticism. I might have to work on my rebuttals.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, you know, once again, you're doing more research than I'm doing. Because I really had no answer to that Viacom thing, you know, and then, of course, feverishly this weekend, I'll be researching it.
He did vote against it. He was very much against the merger.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, man. Send me the white paper.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, that kiss last night, as soon as I saw it, I said, Rick Rockwell and Darva Conger.
Oh, no. Rick Rockwell and Darva Conger was a lot more passionate than that kiss last night.
But, I mean, it just reminded me of that scene, and it made me feel so oogie about that when I saw that, so.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That was a bad kiss, man. Hello.
Oops.
This guy just hung up on us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
How about Gore's family photo album last night? How overboard was that for Tipper to do that?
Yeah, I mean, they don't do that for every single presidential candidate that runs for office.
No, listen, I've got to be fair. I tell you, they did the same crap on the Republican
convention. Yeah, of course, they do it for everybody.
You know, it's a freaking one-hour commercial for the guy.
It's an infomercial.
Right.
Well, Tipper looked like she was either on something when she's on stage last night doing all that dancing around.
You know what? And there I completely 1,000% agree. Did you see? She looked...
Now, they had like the USC marching band playing Turn the Beat Around.
And I don't know what she was trying to prove, but I'll tell you, somebody should have said, sit down! For the love of God, sit down!
Right.
I hated that moment.
I love God and Mike's show.
Oops.
You know, that is a bad line. That's a bad line. Somebody note that. Line one is a bad line.
You know, if there's one thing in this whole election that's given me a little difficulty toeing the party line, my name is Tipper.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You know those verbal crutches you use, the I'll tell you right now and the...
I don't use that one anymore.
I don't mind telling you.
No, listen, Mike's weaned himself of those verbal crutches.
Oh, well, you know what he might
have... The one actually that I really used to use was I want to go on record. that one I still fall back into.
That was the king of all your verbal crutches.
Absolutely.
What I'm wondering is if you coach the guests you have on Fridays before they come in, because now they're all saying it.
What do you mean?
What guests? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, typically on Fridays or yesterday you had Garner in.
Are you talking about on Jeopardy? Are you saying that Mike uses his verbal crutches on Jeopardy?
Yeah, all the guests do.
Well, why don't you do an impression, a-hole? Why don't you come down here and do my job? Can you do 187 voices, sir? Can you do it? Are you capable of that? Do you have that in the depth of your talent bank?
I was just thinking that these guests of yours were rather proud of your crutches, and that therefore they were...
Yeah, I was saying, well, you know what all my guests say collectively? F you!
Well, F you!
Well, F you!
Well, F you!
Leave me alone and never call again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Why can't we just be unanimously loved by everybody?
It's difficult. You know, I come in here looking forward to seeing breasts, and then I have to defend myself.
Well, I have plenty of breasts.
Good, looking forward to it.
Hello?
Hello?
Not if Lieberman's president. Okay, go ahead. Give me 3 seconds. Go ahead.
No, you better off today than you were 8 years ago.
Hello.
Mike?
Yes, hello.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment about Rob Reiner last night. Do you think Rob Reiner eats those peanut butter and jelly and bacon sandwiches like Elvis did?
No, Rob Reiner is a pig. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. He's a
big
man.
He looked like he weighed 300 pounds.
Meathead.
You know who's put on little weight? I watched that Arliss last night with Rudy Martsky. I didn't know. Rudy's puffed up a little bit since he was last year.
I don't think that's necessarily weight.
No?
You know, I really don't think. I think it's really, if you actually weighed him, he'd probably weigh the same as he did a few years back. That's just puffiness.
I see.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
He's just swollen.
Hello, Don and Mike. We're ready to believe you.
Hello?
Hello, Don?
Yes, and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Mike, by the way, we love your 187 voices.
Thank you, and I just pulled that number out of the air. It's probably more.
That's okay. I want to clear up a misconception that you had about Joe Lieberman and keeping the Sabbath. Basically, on the Sabbath, if there's an emergency, he can do, you know, whatever he needs to do. And like you said, he would have a Shabbos goy, he would have a non-Jew, you know, drive him around or whatnot.
I like that Shabbos goy, you know, thing. We were talking about that.
Yeah, well, goy is just a Hebrew word for nation, and so we refer to non-Jews as other nations. So, you know, he would have other people drive him around.
What is the point? We've already said that.
Okay, but he wouldn't, you know, if he can avoid it... You know, anything that he can avoid, so he'll avoid. And,
that's what I said. He answered that. It's an old point.
All right.
Goodbye.
We had one other question. My wife was wondering, Don, why you don't like Joe Lieberman, because she sort of got caught in the middle of one of your conversations
Jesus. Obviously, because he's Jewish.
Oh, please. We don't believe that for a second.
Good.
Well, come on. Listen, I'm not gonna.
It's a joke. It's not true.
I am not going to backtrack and tell you why I don't like Joe Lieberman.
All right. My wife was just wondering.
Okay. Well, then your wife is dumb. Then it's documented why a lot of people don't like Lieberman.
Well, you spent a good chunk of time talking about it.
And I got to think, the more that we continue to seriously talk about politics,
the lower our ratings are going to go.
The lower our ratings will go.
All right.
He's for censorship. That's why I don't like him. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all we want to know.
God damn.
God, who brought
hang,
up...
Hang,
who,
Who brought up politics on this show?
All I brought up was the kiss. The kiss.
I'm going further back than that. I'm going further. This all started when you switched to the Republican Party. I don't want to sound like, you know, like the kid in the candy store. He started it.
He started it. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but if you look hard enough, you can actually see Al Gore's right nut hanging out of his pant leg.
All right. That's good. That's like a reference to Survivor. Yeah.
Richard.
Gotcha. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Rush Limbaugh, how you doing?
Hey, that's funny. Hello?
Hey, is this Rush?
I said, that's funny. How you doing?
Come on, let's talk about something else.
What do you like to talk about, sir?
I just said that I think when we discuss politics, I hear our ratings go down, and then you, being the total shumdit that you are, you call up and say, hey, Rush Limbaugh, then I give you a moment to collect yourself, and you say it again.
And then you say, let's talk about something else.
No. You can't do that.
No, that's a bad thing, Howard.
Can't do that.
Go get him. Get him.
I'm going to get him.
That's a bad thing.
Just clear this line. I'll get him.
Here we are. We finally get the funny line about Al Gore hanging out of his pants leg, and then we think we can move on, and then bingo, he stops us in our tracks.
I get him if this line would ever clear. Come on, I want to get him.
Go on, get.
Come on, shoo.
Shoo fly.
Where to? Anywhere. Go.
Go.
Go, man. Go.
Get out of here, man.
Where to?
Go. Did he escape?
No, he didn't escape. He just hasn't hung up the phone yet.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
He's fleeing? Is he trying to flee?
Yeah, he's trying to OJ.
Or fugitive, isn't he?
Hello?
You know what? It just cleared through again. He got through.
He's free now. He's running through the field, leaning back and laughing.
Al Cowling's picked him up. He's got the disguise. He's got the passport. He's on his way to Mexico.
He's going
to
cross the border.
He's done it. Oh, I wanted to call that guy back. I really did. That dummy. Hello.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Hey, had an idea about making the elections a little more interesting, combining Survivor with the elections, okay. Getting all the candidates.
I got an idea to do a radio show. We're just going to rip the telephone right out of the console, and me and Mike are just going to talk to each other for 4 hours. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you guys doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, did you hear on Conan O'Brien last night, he was saying that since Kathy Lee's left, that Regis's numbers have been up 27%.
I really do find that hard to believe, as much as I don't like Kathy Lee.
I've not seen that documented anywhere. There's been no stories in the New York Post or anything about that. I hope it's true.
Oh, I hope it's true, too, you know. Justification.
Was he just using it as a setup for a joke, though?
No, not at all.
Man, I'd love to see. But I'd like to really see Regis settle on a turbo hottie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really. I mean, I don't care what you know what comes out of her mouth, but she should be. Don't you think she should be a POA?
Well, and that certainly is not Carol Liefert.
No.
The moose that was on with him today.
Carol Liefert. Are they just, like, taking care of old deaths or something?
I think so. I think they've run out of people.
Yeah.
I really think they've run out. No.
Gelman, we have to make a decision. I had Carol Leifa sitting next to me for an hour. Please, pull the trigger on somebody.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello there.
Hi, you're on the air.
80 Rods.
Hi.
What's shaking?
Okay.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What?
When are you guys going to get a hold of Eilert Pilarm?
Who? Oh, that's the Swedish Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, we didn't have him. You had his CD, and we were trying to get him on the show the other day.
Yeah, we missed him. Sorry about that. I don't know. Soon, yeah, we'll try.
All right, if you, I was going to offer my services. I speak the languages, and actually I learned English through Mad Magazine.
So you speak Swedish?
Swedish and Norwegian.
Really?
Excellent. How do you say eat me in Swedish?
Spis mig.
Say it again, please.
Spis mig.
How do you say we are looking forward to a room full of naked people today?
We gleder oss for et rom
fulla av nakne mennesker. Heating the floor.
That's technically Norwegian, but they're close.
How do you say libido?
Libido.
Directly.
Thank you, my friend.
I'll call you later.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks,
bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike show. Last call. Hello. Oh, that's that bad line again. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, MC here.
Yes, MC.
Don, I had a question for you.
Is this Hammer or Young?
Sorry. About your good friend there, Larry Michaels.
Yes.
Have you seen that on Comedy Central, his Battle Bus, the great program that it is going to be on there?
I will not even comment on the fact that there's not an S on the end of Larry's name.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Actually, it's Larry's Michael.
Very funny. See you guys in Toledo.
Okay. Fine. Bye-bye. F you.
I think we, anybody that was wondering, the segment of the TV viewing audience that watches BattleBots, we got a little perspective there.
Yeah. Oh, and we just set off the hammer alarm.
BattleBot hammer time! Ah, the BattleBot's done.
You know, I keep thinking we should go back and just get one more call. But I'm afraid it's going to be another one of those calls like we've gotten.
That's the Friday feast.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Matt. Please speak with Rudy Klump.
You know, that was a mistake. Now I've learned.
Who knew?
I know. You know, sometimes you have to make mistakes to know how to do things right.
You tried, and you have to
failed.
Try.
Tried, and I failed.
No, you tried.
The telephones are turned off. Look at that. I've made the button yellow instead of red.
There you go.
Yellow is the off button.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Red is the on button.
That was not the tastiest lick on the Don and Mike Cafe.
That was not. That was not the best bunch of phone callers we've ever had.
No, but it doesn't. Nothing matters today.
No, that's right, because it's Strip Trivia Friday.
Absolutely.
Please, God, let the people show up today. Please, they better show up.
Imagine if no one showed up and then we had to have phone calls all day.
Well, that today might be a B.O. A best of. We'll muddle through. I always have a backup plan for us, but
good.
I got to think the people are showing.
They'll be here. Great prizes.
I'm trying to cheer you up,
know, man.
Thanks for the fake enthusiasm, Buzz.
Trying to cheer you up.
Hey, great prizes.
BattleBots, Don.
So clear the line. Clear up. We'll find out who's here for Strip Trivia, and we'll give somebody a chance to win $500.
It's going
to
be just fine. I know it.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. Well, I see girls coming in the station right now.
Hey, all he needs two.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think we might need a few more, though. Based on what I've just seen.
Really?
Oh, no, I kid.
Okay.
I kid.
You kid because you love.
Because I love.
Of course.
Time for call 100 now. Oh. Secret sound. You just gotta look.
Yeah.
You just gotta look.
Yeah! All right.
Hey, Buzz, why don't you go ahead? Why don't you sell us out? I never let you sell us out of a break. Use some of that fake enthusiasm and then give me a real good, phony, we'll be right back with more of this great show.
We'll be right back with more of the great Don and Mike show.
You kill me.
That was a good job, Dennis.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And now the goddamn thing's not firing. I just pressed the button and it didn't fire. Yeah. Give it to me one more time, Buzz.
We're taking caller 100, right?
Yes.
Caller 100, next on the Don and Mike Show.
No. On the great Don and Mike Show.
Okay, on the great Don and Mike Show.
on the greatest episode ever.
Okay.
Of the great Don and Mike Show.
Coming up next, caller 100 for the secret sound on the greatest ever Don and Mike Show.
Can I try it?
Sure.
Good night, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've got to tell you, today was just what I needed. Thanks a lot, Harry.
Audrey, it was my pleasure, Mary.
So you'll pick me up tonight at 7:45?
Oh, well, no, I got a few things to take care of first, but why don't we make it 7:45?
Stop.
Yeah. Okay, 7:45.
Can't speak. Am dumb. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's move right on to caller number 100. The people are, in fact, converging. Buzz and I were just out in the lobby, and we saw lots and lots of folks out there.
Proud. Good-looking people.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a look at any of the hotties, Buzz?
I did.
Hey. Wow. The only one I saw.
I
didn't even look at the girls. I was too busy looking at the Sherman Klump.
Ah, we've got Professor Klump.
Yeah, he's here. That was an accurate depiction when he called in and said that.
Looking forward to seeing him. He'll be over in your studio, Buzz.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Right, you're call 100.
All right.
And what be thy name?
Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
Stockton.
Mark Stockton, CA. You've won the WWF prize pack. See, all of your favorite WWF wrestlers turn up the heat. SummerSlam Live pay-per-view, Sunday, August 27th. Everybody else, please call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order. Do you like the wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you something. This is not a gag. Seriously. Do you know who the Triple H is?
Uh-huh.
Is he famous?
Oh, yeah.
He's fighting The Rock soon, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's coming in next week.
The Triple H?
I have no idea. Well, what does the HHH stand for?
Well, that is a question.
Okay, so you
don't... I watch a lot of it, but I can't remember exactly what it is.
Okay, so you don't know now. Lisa's a big wrestling fan.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, he is big.
I believe Triple H stands for Hunter Hearst Helmsley, which would be his stage name on the show.
Yeah, that's
his character's name. That's what it stands for.
So is he one of your favorite wrestlers?
He's my least favorite. The Rock would be my favorite.
All right, great. So he's your least favorite.
He's hotter than Triple H. Triple H is what they call a heel, which is a bad boy.
Oh, so he's one of the bad guys.
Yeah, Rock is a good guy.
You a little excited about a wrestler coming in next week?
This is the first I'm hearing. I'm a little excited.
All right, very cool.
Do you have an extra something in your belly today? In your belly button?
No, it's that ring that goes... It's not like a circle ring. It's just... It's a dumbbell.
Oh, I see. I've just never noticed it. Do you see that, like, it's purple down by your belly button?
I, too, thought that there was something else down there, that she had another ring.
Eyeball?
Or something like
that. It's just curved. It's interesting. A little bit.
Very interesting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Lisa Fluffernutter. Telling us about the Triple H. Yeah.
She likes the wrestling.
Yes, so.
That's a shock. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Ready to go.
$500 online now. Secret sound number 8. We'll play it for you. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. It's a common, everyday sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you...
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There. There it is. You know, I normally would have gone to my wrestling expert, DeBart.
Right.
You know, he's not even coming back till tomorrow. He'll probably want to come in next week whenever this HHH fellow comes in.
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes. What's that sound for $500?
I can barely hear it. Stab in the dark. Cork opener. I couldn't even hear it.
On every Saturday evening, like to open my cork and pour a nice bottle.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Hey, Valley Rubber digs you guys, man.
All right, well, thank you, Valley Rubber.
Valley Rubber.
Thank you. Hold on, please. And don't forget that almost every guest...
is a clue for you.
It's a clue for you. Listen, I won't bore you. We're going to get the strip trivia in just a second. Make sure all the people are here. I won't bore you and give you the details, but I just want to tell you, that car of mine...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It ain't right.
Did you get rid of it?
No, I haven't gotten rid of it yet because I got in it today.
Uh-huh.
And you know how when you get in a car and it's just not, it's not running right? You know, when you get in a car and it's idling,
mm-hmm.
and you look at like your RPMs, and they're normally around 1.
Right.
And it's a nice steady line.
And the thing's kind of, is it shaking, the RPM
it's
thing?
It's like, it's, and it's also doing this, it's going, just when it's sitting and idling, it's going,
you had a timing belt that was broken.
Yeah, they just fixed that, supposedly.
Unbelievable.
No, I didn't have the guts to take it over to CarMax today.
Yeah. Does that mean you're going to probably have to take it back to the place?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't see a way around it, man.
Man.
I don't see a way around it. They had the car for almost 3 months, and it's obvious it's still not running right.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to take it into a place if it was in that situation.
And plus, you know, as when I was talking about it on the phone with Frida, all the way from Spain today, she mentioned, well, you know, you're an idiot. I said, why am I an idiot? And she said, well, because you've talked about what a piece of crap this car is on the radio for 3 months. Do you really think you're going to go into a dealership that, you know, that you're going to go in and they're not going to know that it's the car that I've been talking about, saying it's a gigantic piece of junk?
Do you feel that the car's got to go back to the shop, like, right away because you're not confident? I mean, you're going to have it towed in or something like that?
No. I think it's drivable. But what I don't want to do is put a lot of time in between me giving the car back. What I want to say is, listen, you just gave it to me yesterday. I only drove it home last night and only drove it to work today. And it was effed up when I turned it on today.
Oh, God.
You know, and it's nothing major. It's just that it's not running right, and the RPMs are up and they're down.
Which means it's probably not just a matter of time before it craps out on you.
And when I was sitting at a stoplight today, it was almost like when I'm sure you've had beater cars. I've had cars before that are beaters, and when you would get to a stoplight, you'd have to put it in neutral,
right,
and you would have to keep your foot on the gas just so that the goddamn thing wouldn't die out.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I almost had to do that today with this car, because when I came to a stoplight, it was like, oh, this car is going to die out.
Well, that's got to be, because now not only do you have to bring it back, but you have to bring it back with where they have that attitude.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
I mean, I know you thought you were free and clear of them.
What can I do? I got to bring it back.
Well, if you said that
it ain't right.
If you said the other place, like, runs it through the diagnostic checks and does all the checks, and if they gave you the amount of money, but that's kind of, I don't know.
Is this the real Pat Goss on the phone, or is this just somebody pretending to be Pat Goss?
God, I hope it's really Pat.
Okay, we'll see.
I love Pat.
It says on line one, it's Pat Goss, the car guy.
Hope so.
Hello?
Don.
Pat.
Pat Goss here.
It's the real Pat Goss.
The real guy.
Excellent.
You know, when I'm on the train coming back from New York, I go by your shop. I saw your sign.
Did you change the oil?
Hold on, this is not Pat Goss.
I know.
Did you flush the radiator?
This is not Pat Goss.
No. This is not Pat Goss.
No.
Because I know Pat Goss doesn't say, did you change the oil?
Right.
Actually, you got a blown head gasket is what you're doing there, man.
Yeah, right.
That's what it is. That's when your car's like, when the RPMs are going up and down, that's, you got
to
blow it.
Yeah, I can really respect the opinion of some guy who had to lie to try to get on the air.
Come on, man.
No, come on, man.
Dude, I've been listening to y'all since you were with...
That was a time, really, that you know, if we'd really had the real guy, it might have been helpful.
Right.
You know, having Pat Goss call the show might have really been helpful. You've mentioned that you like Pat Goss' show on the weekend.
Yeah, listen, he does the car show on the weekend. And probably I would have even taken some advice from you if you just would have been yourself.
I mean, who wouldn't love the anal retentive mechanic?
But you're like every other dickweed that's called us today.
Yeah, there's something in the air today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's in the air, I guess.
Yeah, bad week at work.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So don't take it out on us.
Don't take it out on us, man.
Sorry about that.
God.
Do you laugh like that all the time, or is that your phony nervous laugh?
No, it's my normal laugh.
No, that's his phony nervous laugh. Mm.
No, it's my normal laugh.
No, it's your phony nervous laugh.
Oh, come on.
What went wrong at work this week, sir?
It sucks.
Well, be specific. You owe that to us.
I don't sit on my ass and talk to a radio all day, so working in the real world means that you got to put up with
here
the
stuff. Here we go.
Yeah. Turbo angry. This guy, we've got a real angry guy here.
Yep. Right, for your information, I'm not sitting on my ass, I'm standing.
Okay.
And excuse me for being able to do more with my life than you were able to do with yours.
There's the real phony lab there. Now, I've offered you an opportunity to say what went wrong this week and why you're so angry. But you're obvious. Now you've proven that you're very angry. Why don't you tell us why? Maybe we can make this work for everybody.
Well, yeah, I'm a loser sales guy, and yeah, it sucks out there.
Okay.
Are you getting going on a lot of cold calls, getting rejections?
Yeah. It's a blast, man. You ought to do it, too.
Well, now, why should we do it? We can sit on our ass.
Sit on your ass and talk on the radio.
And talk on the radio, because that's so easy to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. How would you like to be the grand experiment to come down someday and try it for an hour?
Love to.
That's a great idea.
800 Main Street, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. You come on down.
I'm coming right now.
Well, we're doing strip trivia today.
Well, maybe I'll strip.
No, you don't have that option. We're offering you an option, though.
See, the thing is, I know that Mike and I make it sound very easy, and God knows it's a great way to make a living. It certainly beats doing whatever you're doing, but it's not as easy as you think. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you 3 minutes right now. Go ahead. If it's so easy, go ahead.
Look, I never claimed it was easy, man. Come on.
Oh, no.
You just did claim. You said we sit on our ass and we do easy. It's easy to do radio.
I'm just saying my job sucks and yours is good.
No, you didn't say that.
That's not what you said. I'm going to give you 3 minutes now.
Well, that's what I meant, then. I'm sorry.
What was that? I heard, I'm what?
I said, that's what I meant, is your job is cool, my job sucks.
Did I hear an I'm sorry there?
I'm very sorry.
Okay.
There you go.
And listen, I'm sure I couldn't do whatever kind of,
cold calling
third world labor it is that you do. I'm sure that I couldn't do it. But I'm not mad about it. I don't come at you when you are, you know, trying to put the round peg in the square hole and say, oh, man, F you.
Yeah, I mean, we know you're angry. Just don't take it out on us.
Come on, I'm not being angry at you all. I'm being angry at myself.
No, you, whatever you're angry about, it's coming through and it's directed at us.
I'm very sorry.
You know, let's take it back. We have the Pat Goss phony phone call where you call us Pat Goss, you lie to our screener to get through with Pat Goss, and then you say we sit on our ass all day. And, you know, you're angry and you're taking it out on us.
I'm sorry, but how come when you first answered the phone you thought it was the real Pat Goss?
Because our screener's an idiot. Because it said on the screen, Pat Goss. Because you lied to the girl who answers the telephones.
And then you made the comment about what we do for a living. And so it's you that did all this stuff. Because you're angry. You've admitted it.
I am angry. Who answered the phone?
Why is that relevant?
Because I'd like to sincerely apologize to her, too.
Okay. Well, no, don't apologize to her. She can take it up with me later.
Okay.
Well,
she'll
be apologizing later for this.
I'm sorry for stopping the show.
And you did.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right.
Thank
at least
you.
He apologized.
Thank
he
you.
Had a good sense to do that.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And listen, anytime you or any of you other guys out there who are mad at your jobs think it's easy.
Right.
Come on down.
Absolutely.
Just come on down.
There's no way you could fill 4 hours of show, man.
Well, we wouldn't commit that kind of suicide, but we'll...
No, I'll give you something.
We'll give you a little segment of time.
Well, I'm coming down for a half hour, then. Monday,
oh, yeah.
Be there.
So a half hour would be easy?
Sure, you apologized when Don offered you 3 minutes a moment ago.
I'm sorry, I thought he said 30 minutes. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, oh. Okay, well, then I'll give you... go ahead. 3 minutes. Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready right now. I don't have anything.
No. I'm sorry.
You know y'all write everything beforehand.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we're not writing this out with you. Come on now.
There's the nervous laugh. Now, you just can't leave well enough alone, can you?
I'm sorry.
You know,
listen, very sorry.
And I'm sorry, but frankly, there are too many dicks in this world. And I do thank God that I have this great job, that it's my passion. I love doing it. But what I love best is that we have the ability to do what other people don't. When a dick like you comes into a store or a dick like you comes into a business, we have the pleasure of saying, you're a dick. That's the best part of this job.
Don, I've been listening to you before Mike, so...
I don't care.
That's what's about 20 years now.
And that's supposed to make it all right?
I'm the biggest fan you got.
Well, you sound like it.
Yeah, so you screw with the show. You just F with the show for 10 minutes.
I'm a first-time caller long time.
No, you're not. I doubt that. I sincerely doubt that.
Now, listen, for the last time, if it's so easy, why don't you do it for 3 minutes?
Because I just did 5 minutes.
No, by yourself.
No. I mean, y'all are the pros. I'm not.
Well, maybe we're seeing the light now.
I have seen the light, and I already apologize. I'm sorry.
All right, well, you better just go away.
All right, I'm going away. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hang up.
Why do I have to hang up first?
You know.
He's called before. It's the same guy. He calls. You've called before.
He's such an asswipe. And that's the sign of a true asswipe.
Yeah.
The laugh, the phony laugh.
The official laugh.
The laugh that is supposed to let us think that he's cool and he's in command of the situation. You know, I say for everybody who has to come in contact with you on a daily basis.
Okay.
F you. Because they in their jobs can't tell you that. The guy at the gas station who you piss off can't say you're an idiot, F you. The guy at McDonald's who gives you your food, he can't say F you. Your landlord, who you pay $200 to a month for the shack you live in, he can't say F you. But I say it for them. F you.
You know what, Don? You can't say F you in the real world anyway. You can't say it. Say what you mean.
Exactly. Genius, that's my point. That all of these people can't say it to you. But I'm saying it to you for them.
You would like to say F you, C blank you, but you can't say it.
See, now we're going into an area which is out of his depth, and I have no... He just wants to stay on all afternoon. But he won't take our challenge to fill 3 minutes on his own.
By himself.
I'm doing it right now.
No, you're not.
By yourself. Ready?
Go.
No, ready? Go.
It's your show. Go.
I've got my radio turned up, too. Dead air.
that dead air going.
Well, now you couldn't even fill 30 seconds.
You blew it.
You couldn't even.
The radio's clicking off all over the country.
No, no, you just didn't know. We proved that you are incompetent.
See, and again, I hate to keep telling you the way things are. Radios aren't clicking on. People are listening to this because people across America run into douchebags like you every day, and they wish that they could treat them the way
we. Now, thank you very much, Kev, and I am sorry. All right. Goodbye.
Way to go, Mike. We knocked him out.
We did. We did indeed.
We knocked him out.
It's a wonderful strategy. Mm-hmm. That could have gone really. That could have gone for like an hour.
I know it could have.
It took a lot of doing.
What are you going to do, though?
It took a lot of doing to get that guy off the line.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really did.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, some of those, I'll be honest, some of those we've lost. Some of those we've had to hang up first. You know, but we won that one.
Not that guy. Thank you, Rob.
Good
Absolutely.
Job.
Thank you for that applause.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Oh, man, wonderful technique. Wonderful technique. You went low, high, and then boom.
Knock him out.
Oh, man.
Body blow.
Absolutely. And was one, you know, the rounds went long enough. It was a long enough fight where he was just, we wore him out at the end there. And it was the, right at the end there, those were the body blows right there. When you heard that silence, like, okay, I hang up now.
Body blow.
Left.
All right.
I don't know what it is. I really don't know.
I love your show, though.
I love your show.
20 years. You just sit on your ass, though. Dog on the radio.
I love it, though. I love you.
Yeah, I've had a bad week. I hate my life.
Oh, goddamn.
Wow.
Well, I do love doing this show. There's no doubt. And that's a big reason.
It is.
It really is.
You don't know how refreshing it is to really be able to tell somebody exactly what you think of them.
Sure. The worst.
I am such an ass. I love Don and Mike's show.
Hello, all right. Hey, you know, let those guys have it.
And listen, one more time for the record, the point is, if the guy had not called and pretended to be someone who he really would have liked to talk to,
mm-hmm.
and then not been such a jerk-off about it,
right?
It would have been fine if the guy was calling me to tell me a real fact about like the headers on my car.
Sure.
I would have said, thanks for the info.
But he is a miserable, miserable son of a bitch. That's the bottom line. And he calls us in his state of misery, and we don't have any room for it.
No, we don't. Sorry, not today. Hello.
That was great. Don't let him get away with it.
We never do, sir. We're undefeated.
That's great.
We're the Rocky Balboas of radio.
Yeah, that is true. We never let him get away with it.
Sometimes I think these people call up just to have you do that to
them. Oh, I don't doubt that. And you know, I would say that last call might be right in that category. And, you know, don't ask us to explain that type of abnormal personality. But I agree that, is there someone nice coming in?
No, it's just all of the people. I don't know, all of the people from Strip Trivia walked out and then they walked back in.
Oh, really?
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes.
This is Frank. I'm stuck in Lodi, California, where George W. Bush appeared last week. It's 3 blocks from my house. I went over there, got right up in front, and yelled Don's name out, but not Mike's.
Thank you.
And I have it on tape for you right now.
Oh, yeah, you have the tape. Let's hear it, please.
Okay. Actually, it's the point where he has a little trouble with his microphone, so people started yelling stuff, and I go, here's my chance.
All right.
And you can hear what I yell out.
Okay.
That's it.
Guy yelling at George W.
Right.
Sounds like it's real. That sounds legit.
Yeah. I can't hear you.
Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Last call. Because all of the people for Strip Trivia are here.
Right. Good.
We're not even going to have time to talk. Hold on. Before you start, say whatever you want to say. Did you hear about Meg Ryan is such a bitch.
What'd she do?
Yes.
Listen to this. Poor Dennis Quaid. I mean this.
What happened?
Poor Dennis Quaid. They're married.
Right.
She leaves him for Russell Crowe.
Right.
His life is destroyed. I've seen Dennis Quaid on TV, like, crying and,
right.
and saying, oh, I can't believe she's doing this to me, to my kids. I love her. I want to be with her. Well, guess what? Russell Crowe is sick of Meg Ryan. So Russell Crowe has discarded Meg Ryan, and now Meg Ryan is coming back saying to Dennis Quaid, let's try to work it out.
Ooh.
What a bitch.
What's Dennis Quaid going to do? Do we know yet?
I just read this in the newspaper today.
Well, she left Dennis Quaid because of his inveterate womanizing, and apparently Russell Crowe was looking at other women and hanging around other women as well.
Just remember, it could be worse. She could have gone back to Randy.
And Buzz, you can throw in those 10-cent words, inveterate.
Uh-huh.
But Dennis Quaid is a flirt. Okay?
Okay.
Dennis Quaid is a flirt.
Uh-huh.
Dennis Quaid doesn't bang other women. I've not seen his picture in the National Enquirer
okay.
with him out on the town with other women.
Randy is just a whore. Randy is a slut. Randy Quaid bangs everything. Well, and when you look like that, you get so many offers.
Sex machine. I just feel bad for Dennis Quaid. I do. She dumped him for the flavor of the month.
Right.
Then the flavor of the month dumped her, and now she's going back to him.
What did her brother say to her?
Who's her brother?
Bob.
Bob Ryan. I love Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike, Radio yeah. God.
Hi there.
I just wanted to say that I think I would like to take the 30-minute challenge, because I could fill it completely talking
right.
about shum dits like that guy who just called.
Okay, thank you.
Why don't people realize that you guys are just the radio gods?
Thank you, my friend. Yes, you're undefeated with the Rocky Balboas. Thank you.
You certainly are. You too, Buzz. Buzz, you're awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you. See you later.
Yes, sir.
All I know is I feel for poor Dennis Quaid.
Well, I didn't know any of this was going on, and that's a shame. I know he's one of your favorite actors.
Well, you know that she dumped him for Russell Crowe, though, right?
I know that, like, a year ago, I saw Meg Ryan on a talk show, and she just didn't look right. I mean, she did not look right. I didn't know whether it was drugs, plastic surgery, or what, but she, you know, when Harry Met Sally, in those days, she was a POA, she looked good. Then she started just getting weird. She started looking odd, and I'm not sure whether she's had anything done or whether she just went nuts or who knows. But and Dennis Quaid looks like he's maybe had something done to look more chiseled
well,
in his face.
He's got that Mac Davis look because he's
yeah.
done so many drugs and
okay.
had so much to drink. But I think that he's all sobered up now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel bad. I feel bad. He's like... He's a has-been. She leaves him for the Gladiator, you know, a guy that's got one goddamn movie out,
mm-hmm.
you know, in his stupid rock band.
You'll never, ever like Russell Crowe again. You'll never like Russell Crowe movies because you'll know that he's the one that screwed up Dennis Quaid's
life.
You
know what? I just watched a Russell Crowe movie this week.
Oh,
I watched Mystery Alaska.
All right.
He's very good in it.
He's good in a lot of movies.
You know, I don't blame Russell Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him. He went after Meg Ryan. He just tried to bang her a little bit, and he got sick of her. You know what? Jesus, you're annoying. See you later. Bye-bye. And she said, bye. Wait, I've already left my husband for you. He said, F you. So Dennis Quaid should now say F you, but Dennis Quaid probably won't say F you because Dennis Quaid was concerned about his kids when
his life is shattered. He's in tatters. He's probably going to go back to her.
When they filed for divorce. I can't weigh too much about this.
Maybe.
I don't know why.
You love Dennis Quaid.
I do.
You're a man of passion.
I do. And I'll tell you this about Meg Ryan. She's a kickle fund.
I agree. She's very, very fickle.
She is. She's a kickle fund. That's what she is. Let me see. Dennis Russell. Dennis Russell. Who's more popular right now? Russell. I'm going to go be with Russell Crowe.
There are very strong odds that if he takes her back, she'll do it to him again.
I know.
Next flavor of the month. Next movie set that she's on. Next guy. Next young man. She'll do it to him again.
I know. But as you mentioned, she's not that hot anymore.
She looks weird, puffy weird.
I've got to think that Russell Crowe was doing it, you know, just so he could tell people he did it.
Probably good for his career. You know, it's good for a leading man still in Hollywood to have that kind of reputation as a good guy with the ladies.
Did you see about his rock show? Russell Crowe's another one of these guys not happy just being an actor.
Right.
He's got a band.
The Black Crowes? Counting crows?
Counting crows. Never mind, guys. It's obvious that you don't share my level of discourse for this entire proceeding between the queens.
I know it means a lot to you. Call her. For the love of God, call her. Straighten her out.
I will. Give me the number, Robbie.
I got it.
Meg Ryan's number. It's 555-C-U-N Toledo. Okay, time out. No more calls. No more a-holes. When we come back, oh, no, there'll be some a-holes.
Oh, sure.
There'll be some a-holes.
Oh, poo.
There'll be some vaginas.
Yes.
Some penises, some breasts.
It's going to be very exciting.
We're going to play strip trivia, and we will meet our contestants right after
this. This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
That's right. Their breasts. Big deal.
Reminding you to pull out Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Sorry about that. A little late getting back from the break. We had to reconfigure the studio a little bit.
Yeah, this is the first strip trivia since we've had our studio remodeled.
And the brand new room, and I think everything's in place now. We just don't have room for all the tapes. But I'd rather have the problem be not a lot of room for tapes. And it used to be we had plenty of room for tapes and no room for people.
That's true.
Now we have plenty of room for people and no room for tapes. So I guess that is a good problem to have.
And a piece of the wall has slipped down, but that's okay.
Hello, Don and Mike. So I just saw that. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Charlie, get the people ready.
Hi, my name is Laura.
Hello, Laura.
My husband's listening right now on his way to the supermarket, so he's freaking out. Hi, Sean. And you guys rock. And that guy who called and said that your job is easy, if you have caller ID, I personally will take care of him.
Ooh. Well, he's right. It is a very easy job. It is a very great job to have. And no, we don't have caller ID on that guy.
You know, I used to be a bartender for years, and people used to say, oh, what a cool job. How'd you get a job like this? What a cool job. It was the hardest, filthiest, nastiest job of...
That's how I describe our job also. Hard, filthy, nasty.
Yeah, and we have to pour out the bar mat every night.
Well, listen, honey, you're very nice. We love doing what we do. Don't worry about us, please.
You know, I'm from California, and I used to listen to talk radio there all the time. And here I thought, there's nothing here. There's nothing cool here. And you guys are just the best.
Well, thank you. You're very sweet.
And come see me. I work in Montgomery Mall.
Okay.
Okay?
Bye, honey.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you there.
Bye, baby.
Bye-bye. We'll look for the bar mat. We'll look for the beer frow.
So long, honey.
All right. We got a field of 12 today.
Hey.
We got 6 and 6 for strip trivia.
That's good. That's a nice round number.
We're going to start today, of course, with a...
It's time for a lightning round.
The lightning round. Where's the lightning sound effect, Robbie? That's another tape we need. Let's start by meeting our contestants. We're going to start with Rachel, I believe. Rachel, if you could step right up to that microphone.
Hola, Don Aldo y Miguel.
Hola. Yeah, there's the lightning round sound effect. Hola, hi.
Hi there.
Hi, where are you from?
I'm from Sterling.
Sterling, VA. How old are you?
I'm 38 years old.
And the celebrity, Robbie, got to move that microphone right by Rachel's face. You got to talk right into her.
Right into it.
Please.
Right of it.
Right on top of it.
Don't be afraid. Caress the microphone.
Yes, love the microphone.
Love the microphone.
You're very relaxed.
Yes, I am.
So relaxed that I must ask you this question. Are you on any kind of prescription medication right now?
No, I am not.
Okay, very good.
Huh. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
A blonde, short Sarah McLachlan.
Well, I don't know what Sarah McLachlan looks like.
I don't either. I don't know.
Buzz, you're the expert.
Turn around just a little bit.
Turn around. Look at Buzz.
Yeah, I don't see that resemblance whatsoever, but hi. Welcome.
That's what I've been told.
There you go.
All right. Well, Buzz, did you see her without her glasses on?
Yeah, I did. Actually, yeah. Okay, now without the glasses, a little more like Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
All right, get out of here.
Thank you.
I'm out of here.
Thanks, Rachel.
See, if you lose, you'll be naked, Rachel. Right?
Okay, yep.
You know that?
I will be naked.
What? In the microphone, please.
If I lose, I will be naked.
That's what we like to hear.
Very good.
She's Thank okay. you, Rachel.
All right. That's Rachel.
Let's meet our first guy. This is the guy who told us he looks like the professor from Gilligan's Island.
Yes, he does.
His name is Sean, and he says he looks like Russell Johnson, who, of course, was the crusty professor on Gilligan's Island.
There is a resemblance to the professor. I mean, like I said, it's the only thing anyone's ever told me I look like. So.
The last time we had the professor in here, I mean, he was 100 years old, so you're a little bit younger than that. Hey, golf balls. Hey, cigars.
Hey, he brought gifts. All right, I hope you win.
Nice. All right. Listen, just the fact that you brought us gifts doesn't mean that you're going to win, you know.
Just to placate the radio guy.
Hey, very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice of you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Sean, what do you do for a living?
I'm in lumber sales.
Beautiful.
All right, well, you might be showing by lumber today, I'll tell you that.
I hope, get out of here. I was going to say something about wood, but it would seem like a homo if I said it with you here.
Yeah.
Hope we see some wood later today. Let's meet Kathy.
Much better.
Now, Kathy told us, now this is a pleasant surprise. Kathy told us the celebrity she most resembles is Molly Ringwald, and
yes.
I'm here to tell you, thank God, no.
Yeah, Molly, better looking than Molly Ringwald, which is always very good. That's a good reason to say you look like Molly Ringwald.
Hi. Yeah, definitely a better body than Molly Ringwald.
Absolutely.
Kathy, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Where are you from?
Fargo, North Dakota.
Originally?
Originally.
Mm-hmm.
Really? And you sound like you kind of have that Fargo voice happening there, too.
Yeah.
Do people all talk like that up there in Fargo?
Don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know, Robbie thinks you look like Vonda Shepherd from Ally McBeal.
Turn around and look at just a little bit.
Buzz
yes, very much so. I think you look just a little bit like Karen Black.
Yes.
A young Karen Black.
None of these things are bad, incidentally.
They're all good.
That's good to know.
That's good to know, yeah.
Okay, you a little nervous about playing strip trivia?
No.
No, you're not?
No. Good. All for getting naked.
All for naked.
Yeah.
All for breasts.
Yeah, hey there. Oh, she's got him. Okay, get out of here. See you in a minute, Kathy.
Yes.
All for her accent. There you go. Here is a Spence who told us the celebrity he most resembles is Jan Michael Vincent. I will tell you that I think he looks like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Or Molly Ringwald, either way.
Yeah, a little bit like Molly Ringwald, absolutely.
Hi, Spence, where are you from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
And what do you do?
I am a bartender, I think I decided tonight.
Okay, all right. Gotcha. You're playing the game because?
Naked chicks, money, what more could you ask?
Beautiful. Very nice to meet you, Spence.
Makes sense.
Get out of here.
That's Spence, everybody.
Mike, we're going to meet our next contestant. She's a girl.
Okay.
Her name is Dixie.
Dixie!
She told us that the celebrity she most resembles is Delta Burke.
And you're tall. How tall are you?
5'8".
5'8", wow.
I think she's closer to that that Amazon beauty queen on Big Brother than she is to Delta Burke.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And why? Why strip trivia? Why do you want to play?
I'm playing to win.
To win? You want the money?
Yes.
I mean the trip.
Anything?
Yes.
You realize
and
this?
Also, I am open to doing other humiliating things for cash.
All right, I don't think...
I need money.
I don't think we have any dogs or any dog food here today, but we'll let you know.
Okay.
All right,
you look like a little Sally Field in your face, too.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
Tiny little bit.
She's cute. You shouldn't tell people you look like Delta Burke. You're much cuter than that. When you said Delta Burke, we thought, you know, big...
A bigger gal.
Big pig.
No.
Well, when you lose, you'll be naked.
Thanks, Dixie.
No laser pointer, right?
No laser pointer. Thank you, Dixie.
Don't worry.
Bye-bye. Let's meet our next contestant. His name is Richard.
Richard, don't hide from your feelings.
God. Okay, again, I'm going to tell you my first instinct. This guy, I think, looks like Brian Setzer.
Yeah, I agree. I was just thinking the same thing. I saw him this morning.
Yeah, however, on the Today Show.
Right.
However, he told us he thinks he looks like Bruce Willis.
No.
Yeah, younger Bruce Willis.
No, come on. Absolutely Brian Setzer. You could be Brian Setzer's brother.
Really? You get yourself one of those shiny jackets?
Yeah,
get yourself the big band?
Now, is that a haircut by choice, or are you doing the military thing?
Nah, it's haircut by choice.
All right,
very good. You got to look at it from the back, Mike. It's like one of those funky mohawks that has, like, points and stuff in the back of it.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
What do you do for a living, Richard?
I work for the government.
Are you a GSer?
Yes.
What's your rank? GS?
12.
GS-12.
That means he makes $1,200,000 a year.
Very nice.
A million.
Yeah, very nice meeting you, Richard.
Bye-bye.
Don't be so nervous, Richard. You'll have a good time.
He does. That is a dead-on Brian Setzer. Absolutely.
Amazing. Here is Colette.
Hello, Colette.
Hi, Colette.
Hi.
H-O-T.
Absolutely.
Now, Colette, you said you look like Sandra Bullock. You're cute. I don't know if you look like Sandra Bullock. Take a look at her, Buzz.
Mm.
Look at her in the face, guys.
A little bit, yeah. Especially the lower part of her face.
What do you think, Mike?
I think she's the best-smelling contestant we've had in here so far. What are you wearing, Colette?
Sunflowers.
Oh, I love it.
What do you do for a living, Colette?
I work for an insurance company.
Are you nervous? No, not really.
That's cool.
And the reason you're playing the game?
Money.
Money. Everybody
can
wants
be bought.
Everybody wants the money.
Everybody wants the money. Congratulations for playing the game.
Thank you.
Well, if you lose, you'll be naked.
That's fine.
We'll see you in a little while.
Okay.
Okay, get out of here.
Unflappable. Colette, very, very cool customer.
Hot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Very hot.
All right.
Here now is Andres. Pronouncing that correctly?
Correct.
Andres. Andres says he looks like that prick Brian Austin Green.
Really? I'd say more like David Hainline.
Who the hell is that?
That's the sales guy that works here.
Right. You know who he looks like a little bit?
Who? He looks like somebody we know.
Hey, hold on.
Who is it?
Let me think of the actor's name. The guy who was in Forrest Gump. Gary Sinise. Look at him in the face.
Yeah.
In the face, he looks like Gary Sinise.
You do.
Must be a pretty ugly guy, right?
No. Gary Sinise,
very famous actor. He's not, the handsomest man.
Have you seen Forrest Gump? You know,
but I don't know who you're talking about.
I got no legs. The guy who has legs.
Lieutenant Dan. Absolutely.
Dan. Right. What do you do for a living, Andres?
I'm a student at the University of Maryland, and I work for a great marketing company, which I'm not mentioning.
Okay, beautiful. Nice meeting you. Get out of here.
I'll see you in Toledo.
All right. And no reason to ask the guys, of course, why they're playing strip trivia, because we always know the answer.
Obvious. Here's our next contestant. Her name is Amy.
Amy, we have an ivory girl. We have an ivory girl.
She's cute, too.
Absolutely.
She said she looked like Jennifer Grey before the nose job?
No.
After the nose job. Yes. Well, I can't see you from the side. I just see you front on. No.
Yeah, but you haven't had a nose job, have you, Amy? You have,
no,
you,
I haven't
you just,
done anything yet.
Your nose is, you have a very pretty nose.
Thank you.
And what do you do for a living?
I work in television.
Oh, right. Did you want to work for a TV station or for a company?
For a company.
For a company.
Yes, a company.
Is this something you've always wanted to do, Amy, is play strip trivia?
Oh, yes. I love being naked.
Okay. Get out of here. We'll see you in a minute.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye-bye.
Welcome. All right.
Next is Matthew, who says he looks like our friend Marshall Mathers.
Eminem.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Check the ID.
Now, listen.
Check the ID.
Hold on. I got to see your ID. You look like you are 50.
I know. I get that a lot.
Right,
check it. Check out the afro, yo.
Check it.
Yeah, yo.
What up?
What up, yo?
You like that?
Let me see.
Okay, son.
I turned 21 a week ago.
Son, you know what this is?
What is it?
This is a fake ID.
Oh my God, Doc.
Take a look at that. Take a look at it.
DC licenses are really bad.
No, look
at
it. You're out of here. You're not 21.
No. I seriously turned August 5th, 1979.
Let me see another form of identification.
I know I got that, like, sweet boy look on my
face.
Jesus. I'm, like, so handsome. You guys are jealous.
No, okay.
I don't have this.
That is a fake ID you just handed to us. You look 16.
I know. I'm...
We have our first dispute as to what the age really is.
No, it's seriously.
What did you bring in? What are these kind of...
Fun Dip. I'm eating Fun Dip.
What is Fun Dip?
It's like powder sugar. It's straight up.
Is that why your teeth are blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, and his tongue. Yeah. You know.
Isn't that something that maybe a 15 or 16-year-old would be munching on today?
And all that kind of fun stuff. So I'm young at heart, you know.
No, that's a fake ID.
It really isn't.
It looks like a fake ID to me, and you look like you're 15 years old. I understand the fact you probably want to see some naked girls.
Let me see the ID again. Come on.
I'm going to AU.
You going to American University?
Don't let him butter you up with that, Mike.
Are you a resident? Are you a student resident?
No, I live off campus.
Ah, see? All right. I could quiz you if you were on campus.
Mike's studying his ID now.
I just transferred that. Whatever. Yo, that's Buzz.
Yes, it is.
I mean, see, I had an afro in that picture, and now I got the Marshall Mathers look, so I'm cool like that, you know?
He has that annoying way of talking, like Eminem. Do you think you're Eminem?
I will tell you, he looks older in the picture than he does right now. I mean, the blonde, bleach blonde hair.
I go for that because girls like younger guys. Like, I sometimes pretend that I'm 16 or 17.
Must be easy to pretend that.
Give me the last four digits of your social security number.
Wait, hold on. I got to say the first 4519.
All right, that adds up.
Mm. Amazing.
You got a question for him, Rob?
Oh, Rob wants to see the ID. What's the name of the library at AU?
I just transferred there.
From where?
From Ohio Wesleyan. I did. Seriously, I'm running cross country for them now. That helps.
That looks like something you get on the boardwalk in Ocean City.
Look at the way it's put together. And there's no, depth things. I don't know what they call the hologram.
Listen, you know what we need? Somebody from the staff who has a District of Columbia driver's license.
Absolutely. Somebody who's from D.C.
The only one I can compare it to is the Virginia license.
Right. Yeah,
I've been listening to you guys since I was back this tall. When I was back on, when we were back on.
Our M&M look like, what is that crap you're eating?
It's called Fun Dip. It's great stuff.
It's Fun Dip.
We need somebody from the staff who has.
I haven't eaten all day.
Got to compare driver's licenses with M&M here to find out if he is indeed legit.
See my Virginia license?
Well, let me hold it over my address.
You see how nice and tidy?
I know where you live anyway.
See how nice and tidy that is?
Okay. That's nice. You say you go to AU, but you didn't know the name of the library at AU. How long have you been going to AU?
I just transferred. I haven't started classes yet.
Hey, Lisa, can you ask him any questions about AU that can prove it?
I can't believe that the district has such bad-looking licenses.
You got another one, Rob?
Oh, my God.
And that's good-looking just for the picture, but I mean...
It's Jim McClure.
How does it match up?
Well, the color is different.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, you said you were going to American?
Yeah, I just transferred there. I haven't really started yet. But.
Oh, you haven't really started. Now he's backing up further.
Oh, who's the cross-country coach?
Sensuous.
Okay. Oh, that's true.
That's true?
Okay, all right.
Well, then he wouldn't know that.
Who's the athletic director?
I don't know that, but he's my coach. That's all I can say.
Okay, the athletic director just moved on. We don't have an AD.
I got one more for you. Hold on. What is your sign of the zodiac?
Oh, that would be the, the lion, the Leo.
Leo.
Yeah.
Is Leo, August?
That's August.
Okay. Yeah, my sister's August 8th.
All right, then.
All right, he passed.
I guess he can fly.
Ask him how much Jim McClure weighs.
We compared your license to Jim McClure's driver's license.
That guy is ugly.
That is a fugly picture.
You're calling Jim McClure fugly?
Yo, I look like a model. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, and it's not you. You might think the fact that you look younger, you know, and you like the idea that you're behaving younger.
I'm into that because
you're into that.
I like being like a kid. It's kind of
cool. All right, get out.
Can I have my license
at the end of the show?
Seriously?
Yes.
All right, don't let me forget.
I won't. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Never mind. See you later.
He says he's 21. He's a turbo weirdo, I'll tell you that.
He sure is.
Jesus. That's the strangest contestant we've ever had.
He sure is. We got two more to meet, Mike. We got another girl. Her name is Jackie.
Jackie.
H-O-T.
Bravo.
Hello.
Jackie.
Bravo. Jackie, you said she looks like Brooke Shields. She looks nothing like Brooke Shields.
No. I'm trying to think of a celebrity you most resemble. Boy, I am trying to...
You are much cuter than Brooke Shields.
She's an actress, but I can't... The name escapes me right now, but you are a turbo hottie.
Where are you living? Where do you reside?
I'm living in D.C.
I was staring right at her belly button when I asked that.
I know. Do you have a pierced belly button?
No.
No, you don't? Okay, very good.
And the reason you're playing the game today, Jackie?
I want to go to the ranch.
Want to go to the ranch? I'm going to the ranch. Can't get out of here.
All right, the White Stallion featuring Don Geronimo in his bathrobe.
And we have one more contestant to meet. His name is Vic.
Trader Vic.
And the celebrity he most resembles? Sherman Klump.
Sherman Klump. Well, in the face, you don't look anything like Sherman Klump. But I suppose you should take that as a compliment.
I do.
You are a big man, though.
That's right.
He's more like a redskin than he does one of the Klumps, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do people ever mistake you for a redskin?
Every once in a while.
There you go. Do you take that? Do you take advantage of that fact?
No.
Okay, very
Vic,
good.
What do you do for a living?
I work for a cellular phone company.
Nice meeting you, Vic.
That's right.
Get out of here.
All right.
Listen, I want you to keep an eye. You see this fake license? Keep an eye on this guy. On this white devil.
We think he's trouble, Vic.
Okay?
All right. Yeah, for me. And you could probably kick his ass. In fact, I know you could kick his ass.
Thank you, Vic.
Easily.
Well, Mike, there they are. That's the pageantry we have for you today.
I like the group, Doug.
Bravo.
I think it's magic. I smell sulfur.
I smell something else. I think I might be smelling some Vic. When we come back, we will start the game with a lightning round.
Yeah.
To get all of these people closer to being naked. We're going to start with 12. One ends up with clothes on. Everybody else is naked. We'll start the summer edition of Strip Trivia right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. Their breath. Big deal.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game. Full frontal radio, nudity, strip trivia by name. Strip trivia.
When do I get to touch your breath?
And now back to
strip trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get the people in here right now. All of the girls come in our room and the boys go in there. With Lisa.
Lisa looks pumped up for this.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
Yeah. I like watching Lisa dance. How about you?
I do, too. I don't get bored watching Lisa dance. Absolutely.
So Lisa is in the newsroom.
Right.
It's going to be the boys' room, the locker room, the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the girls are in here with us.
Good.
Now, is everybody in? Let's see. We got one, two, three, four, five, six girls.
The ladies smell wonderful, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
That has not always been the case.
Can you say hi, girls?
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Right. One more time. Hi.
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 All right, one more time.
Hi.
Hi.
And in the other room, well, I only see the professor from Gilligan's
Island. Everybody's here.
Get them all in there with you, Lisa.
Everybody in.
Cram them all in. Hi, fellas.
Hi, men.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Now, girls, you want to try to be that loud? Hi, girls.
Hi. Hi.
That's a little better.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
All right.
God.
Let's start. How about with a lightning round?
Yeah, Johnny Lightning.
What do you say? A little lightning round.
Excellent idea.
Time for a lightning round.
It's
now.
Time for a lightning round.
Now, keep in mind that you all have five articles of clothing, right? Girls, you got five?
Yes. Yes.
Audibly, yes.
Yes.
Guys, you got five?
Yes. Sir, yes, sir.
Yes. Okay.
All right, now, ladies, Johnny Lightning, when he asks a question, step right up to the microphone, and then if you answer incorrectly, you take your article of clothing off while standing at the microphone, and you tell us what you're taking off.
Right in the middle of the room, and same with the guys. Mm-hmm. The guys will do their undressing at that microphone where you can see them, and they can see you.
Absolutely.
Let's start with Rachel.
Rachel, the short blonde Sarah McLachlan.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi there.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, it's a lightning round, which means you have no time to think about it. What pro football quarterback endured major knee surgery in 65, 66, 68, and 71?
Joe Namath.
That's right.
Excellent. That is your first correct answer, and you got a sports question. Good job, Rachel.
Well done, Sean.
Yes,
who looks like the professor on Gilligan's Island.
Yes, the very talented Russell Johnson.
Hi, Sean.
Hey.
Who began work on his 10th symphony when he died during a thunderstorm in 1827?
Amadeus Mozart.
Ludwig von Beethoven.
Sean, we're going to need you to remove an item of clothing. What will be coming off?
Shoes coming off.
Oh, dear.
Shoes. Now
do have my country scent disinfectant spray for the smell in here.
Now, Lisa, just let us know if you need it.
Oh, I've got it.
Do his feet smell?
No
odor.
All right, terrific.
Step up, please, Kathy, the not Molly Ringwald look-alike.
Little like young Karen Black.
Well, she does have that Fargo accent. Would you just talk a little bit for us?
What do you want me to say?
Say, all for strip trivia.
All for strip trivia.
Here you go. Read this. This is going to be one of the prizes today.
All right.
Just read that.
You have won a trip for two to the...
right there, trip for two. Okay, go ahead. Just read the whole thing. Don't be shy.
Please.
You have won a trip for two to the White Stallion Guest Ranch in Tucson, Arizona.
Arizona.
From January 11th to the 14th of 2001.
All for heat.
Your trip includes round trip airfare, 3 nights accommodation unlimited, horseback riding, and all of your meals. CBS Superstation proudly presents the Superstation original movie High Noon at 8 p.m.
High Noon.
This Sunday. Only on the TBS Superstation.
I have something you can say now. Can you say, do you want to meet at noon or two?
Do you want to meet at noon or two?
Okay. And I got one more for you to read. And this would be the whoever wins the contest today gets the choice of these two trips.
Don, should I be pulling these air checks?
Yeah. Use this for the sponsor. Absolutely.
Okay. You have won a trip for two to the Raleigh, North Carolina to see all of your favorite superstars turn up the heat at WWF SummerSlam. Live on the pay-per-view on Sunday, August 27th. Your trip includes round-trip airfare, 2 nights hotel, accommodations and tickets to WWF SummerSlam. Call Comcast or Cox Cable to order now.
Bravo.
Very nicely done.
Nicely done. A little extra from one of our contestants here.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
And see, that's a good warm-up. Now you're mentally ready for the question that Lord Quizmaster is going to bestow upon you.
Okay. What singer's last snack consisted of four scoops of ice cream
Elvis Presley.
Yes, and six
Chips Ahoy cookies.
That's your first correct answer. Congratulations, Kathy.
Nicely done, Kathy. Let's see Spence now.
Here comes Spence.
Spence. Now, girls, he thinks he looks like Jan Michael Vincent. What do you think?
Yeah.
Come on, give it up.
Yeah, you think so?
Come on, give it up. Yeah. Give it up like you're like a rock star. Give it up, girls.
You know you want it, Mike.
You funny guy.
What Swedish car has a name that's Latin for I roll?
Never mind.
Never mind was the answer.
Never mind. No, that would be Volvo.
And now it's time for... that's interesting. Now it's time for your first item of clothing to come off. There, Spence.
Well, what is it, Spence?
These would be my my trademark Chuck Taylor high-top Converse.
Oh, his Chucks.
He's taking off his shoes.
His Chucks.
Like, girls, there's no reason to crowd around the window just when he's taking his shoes off. Did you notice that?
It'll get better. Well, they're showing a legitimate interest in the male contestants, which is quite refreshing.
Don, it smells like S over here.
Pardon me?
It smells like S over here.
It does. Yes.
It smells like what?
S.
Oh, it smells like S-H-I. Oh, I gotcha.
Really? Lisa, would you indicate if it smells by the spray?
Yeah, I can't smell anything quite yet, but I do have a stuffy.
She has a cold, though.
She does.
She has a cold.
All right. Rob used to communicate by spraying. It was always very amusing. That's all right.
And it's my opinion that the word Volvo in Latin means can't be fixed.
I would agree with that. Absolutely. That's interesting.
Let's see. Oh, Dixie, step up. Dixie.
Yes.
Says she looks like Delta Burke. She really doesn't. Do girls think she looks like Delta Burke? Come on, you be honest. Be catty. You think? Do you think she looks like Delta Burke? Yes or no? Yes or no?
No.
No. Yes or no?
Yes.
Say it louder.
Yes.
Yes. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
No. Prettier.
Prettier. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
What was it illegal to wear while walking on the Coney Island boardwalk in the 1930s?
A bathing suit.
Correct.
And let me say that the pattern continues, Lord Quizmaster, with the women getting correct answers and the men dumbing it down.
Richard.
Yeah.
All right, girls, take a look. So you look like Bruce Willis.
Yeah, younger.
I have an obscure celebrity look-alike for him also. In the movie Back to School, he looks like the drummer for Oingo Boingo.
I know
that's going back, but if you ever look at that movie, just take a look at the drummer.
The Godfather did not win the Oscar in 1972. What musical won the Oscar that year? What musical out-Oscared The Godfather for 1972?
Dr. Zhivago?
No.
Cabaret.
Time for your first item of clothing to come off, Richard. What's it going to be?
Shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes. More shoes.
Mm-hmm.
While he's doing that, Colette's stand up, please. Colette. I'll ask you girls the same. Do you think she looks like Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
A little. Yeah.
Unanimous.
Okay, gotcha. Here's your question, Colette. What base is a batter awarded if the ball he hits gets stuck in the vines at Wrigley Field?
Second.
That's correct.
Another correct sports answer from our ladies, who are doing a great job so far. Andres.
I thought you were going to give the girls hard questions.
I think those are hard questions for girls.
No way.
Andres?
No way, yeah.
Andres, I have to tell you, there's a rule we have on all games we play on this show. It's called Don't Screw with LQ.
Now I'm going to give you a cartoon question, okay?
No legs, by the way.
Here you go, smart guy. Right, Lieutenant Dan. Who does Speedy Gonzalez frustrate in the cartoon Moby Duck?
Sylvester the Cat?
Jesus. Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck, that would be, the duck being in the title. What's the item of clothing you're going to remove there, Andres?
I guess I'll take off my shirt. I'm kind of hot.
What are you taking off, Andres?
My shirt.
Shirt.
I can tell you, Rachel's doing aerobics over here. She's bending so much to see through that window. My God.
Yeah. Wife beater underwear.
Way to go, man. That's what I got.
Yeah. Right. Well, I just heard Matthew Mathers in the background.
He's coming up. Amy. Amy, our ivory girl.
Yes,
Amy?
Mm-hmm.
What book did John Grisham write between A Time to Kill and The Pelican Brief?
The Firm.
The Firm is right.
Man, we got some brainy women in here today. I don't believe any woman has removed an article of clothing yet.
Not yet.
Okay, Matthew. Here he comes, the 12-year-old
yes,
Eminem.
Right, look at him, you punk.
Hey, man, I'm probably... never mind.
You're probably what?
I'm saying you give me all these stories about how you were, you know, such a bad kid when you were young. Or not a bad kid, you know, but... I'm probably just like you are, you know, running
no,
around.
No, I don't think so.
Banging girls, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, man, I tell you, I'd like to pimp smack this guy already, but I'm going to withhold.
All right, sorry.
What regions contribute teams to the NCAA March Madness Final Four?
You're a college student.
What is it? What, regions?
Yes. And please do not answer a question
North?
With a question.
North, east, southwest?
No. East, southwest, west, and midwest.
Yeah. First item of clothing, boy, what are you going to be removing?
Yo, I'm taking off the shirt.
And yo, next time you come up, talk white.
All right, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Jesus. And if you notice, he also does the thing with his hands.
Oh, sure.
Yo.
Yeah, he's styling.
Yo.
Absolutely.
Thinks he's Eminem. Jackie.
Yeah.
Jackie, step up.
No.
Okay, Jackie. What figure skater had a dentist fill a gap between her ample teeth in 1994?
Was that Katarina Witt?
That was Nancy Kerrigan.
And, Jackie, that means it's time for item number one. What will you be removing?
I'll be removing my sweater.
Sweater!
Okay.
Oh. Bravo.
Oh, I wanted to say, in the case I won today, it would please me greatly.
Oh. All right, that was fun to watch.
Okay,
very good.
Come on, guys, what are you, homos?
No, they're trying to be cool, I believe. I think they were just trying not to be nonchalant and not get excited about that. I don't know what's wrong over
and,
there.
And finally, we have Vic.
Hi, Vic.
Hey,
what's happening?
Vic. What former Andy Griffith co-star moved to Maui to grow macadamia nuts?
What? Andy Griffith?
Lightning round, Vic.
Richie Cunningham.
No, it's Jim Nabors.
And item number one, what will you be removing, Vic?
Shoes.
Vic's shoes are coming off.
Okay, get ready. Shoes.
That's the end of the first round, Bob.
What's the joke about neighbors up the ass?
Rock Hudson didn't have many friends, but he had neighbors up the ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so all of the girls are good except for Jackie, right?
Jackie was the only woman to remove an item of clothing during that entire round. A lot of the guys... had to take off clothes. Sean had to take it off. Spence, Richard, Andres, Matthew, and Vic. All the guys with incorrect answers in that round.
All right, now, I want to tell everybody, when we come back, we were just using questions from the regular Trivial Pursuit. The next round will be from Trivial Pursuit, the Know-It-All Edition.
Oh, boy!
That's coming right up.
We'll have more Strip Trivia after this quick break.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Later, he lay looking up at the dark ceiling while she cried, and he no longer liked her. He had taken what was good in him, and what had he gained? Nothing but emptiness, void. But I'm a man now, he thought, and listened to her crying there beside him. I was a boy, and now I'm a dirty, stinking man.
And now, back to Strip Trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I think, at least in our room, they've loosened up a little bit during the commercials, right?
There have been more relaxed contestants. There have been more uptight contestants. This is a group, I think, by the end of the game, will be completely relaxed. I think.
It's very much like the Big Brother house, where at first they're a little standoffish.
And this group also is just screaming for the booze. They just want... They're saying, do we have underlings that can run out and get booze? And I said, we don't have any underlings on this show.
About the booze, I have a question for the fellas.
Yeah, did you notice what I noticed in the men's room?
Yes. Who had three nice bottles of Coors Light in 7-Up bags and left them in the bathroom?
I think we each had one. Two of ours were the guys, and then one of the ladies had one, I believe.
Oh, one of the ladies? Which one of the ladies had a beer?
I did.
But I threw mine away.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
I think that's the operative thing. She threw it away. I guess the guys decided, leave it on the counter.
She couldn't finish it, actually.
No, when we went in the bathroom, there are three beer bottles.
Three brown paper bags.
Lined up on the, right by where you wash your hands.
Were they 40s? I didn't really look that.
No, I don't think they're 40s. I think they're 12s.
32 ounces. 12.
I think they're 12s.
Well, so you didn't finish them? You mean you weren't able to chug it before you came in here?
The guys? No, one of the girls couldn't.
Okay, well, all I know is the ones in the men's room were just lined up next to the sink.
There are three of them.
About 3 feet away from a trash barrel.
So what girls did you give beer to? Which ones?
The underage ones.
Come on, which ones did you give beer to? Just point them out.
Hot one. No. Yeah, well, they're all hot, but... The one with the pink shirt.
You know, it's just my opinion. These gentlemen are going to be difficult today.
Okay.
All right. We've got to keep our eyes on them.
We're going to play a lightning round now, and all of these questions are from the Know-It-All edition.
All right.
Okay? So we are gonna cut through right now. Rachel, step up.
Rachel, the short blonde Sarah McLachlan lookalike.
I'll tell you that everybody will get one of the questions from the pink, which is the arts and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the easiest category on these.
Okay, good.
What fictional 1950s anti-hero had siblings named Phoebe and DB?
No, I...
Right, who knows? Holden Caulfield.
I don't know that myself.
Me either.
Item number one, Rachel, what will you be removing?
My dress.
Your dress.
Her dress.
All right, we'll wait for that.
No hesitation.
We'll wait for that. You going to unzip that? What are you doing?
Yeah.
She's doing the dress trick.
Okay.
All the way at the back.
All the way in the back. Okay, she's wearing some lovely purple lingerie. Very nice. Oop, don't watch out for the knee.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, she just took her dress off.
Rachel seems very comfortable with the potential of total nudity.
She is. Sean.
Yeah.
Listen, you pervs, turn the light back on.
Turn the light on. They were doing your trick.
She turned her dress. She took her dress off. They turned the lights off.
And bring the light up, guys.
Turn the light back up in there, guys.
Fair play.
Come on. There you go. Okay. Sean.
Yes, sir.
Here is your question.
Good luck, Professor.
What was the name of David Lynch's surreal primetime soap opera of the 1980s?
Twin Peaks.
Correct.
That is Sean's first correct stab.
Yeah. That is Sean's first correct answer. Kathy.
Yes.
Yeah,
for sure.
All for right answers.
She was saying during the break, when are you guys going to get us show up north so we can hear you?
Yeah.
Yeah, two or noon?
Hey, what fictional character had relationships with Tiffany Case and Honeychild Ryder?
I have no idea.
No idea?
None.
That would be 007.
And that
James
means
Bond.
It's time for you, Kathy, to remove your first item of clothing and say into the microphone for all the people listening what
right.
It's going to be.
Stepping out of my shoes, and here go the socks.
Shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks.
The shoes and socks there, boss.
Okay. Spence.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? We need more light in that room.
Come on, guys.
I am not a homo, but I like to at least see the faces of the people.
Hey, Don.
Lisa, you got to be tougher on these people.
Be gentle.
Eminem, just turn it up all the way. Turn the lights up all the way. Thank you. Okay, here you go. Spence. Spence, who is the voice of Mr. Magoo in the TV series?
No whispering, please.
Lightning round.
Don't help him.
I have no...
Jim Backus.
All right.
Jim Backus, and it's time for your second item of clothing to come off there, Spencer.
Shirt's coming off.
Shirt's coming off.
Shirt is coming off.
Oh, my God, for the light. Yes, surreal. It's all... I bet it smells over there.
Did you get a nice long look, Amy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Okay. Amy was really staring.
And, Rachel, you want us to, like, work some kind of chair over there for you so you can just... we could do that if you want.
Dixie? Time for Dixie Stampede.
All right.
Hello.
Dixie?
Yes.
What nursery rhyme was born from the Black Death of the Middle Ages?
I know. Ring around the rosy, pocket full
of... Bingo.
That's right.
That's your second correct answer. Moves you into the lead, Dixie.
You're doing good, Dixie. Richard?
Yes.
Step up, Richard. There you go, Richard. What is the name of the land of the small people in the book Gulliver's Travels?
No helping.
Lilliput.
Lilliput.
Oh.
All right, your second item of clothing. What's coming off, Ricard?
Socks.
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 Thank you.
And Lisa, we haven't heard the spray yet. I guess you're doing fine.
Well, you know, she's got a cold, though.
Oh, that's right.
She's
it's
got
well
a
on its way, though.
It's all right.
Okay. Let's go to Colette.
Our Sandra Bullock lookalike.
Hi, Colette.
Hello.
Colette, what 1969 Michael Crichton novel introduced an invincible microorganism?
Hey, you can't help. You can't help.
Well, now, I think these two over here, are you happy because you know the answer? Is that it? Well, say, you know, everybody is so goddamn quiet in this room.
I know. They're very quiet.
You can say stuff without saying the answer. You can say you know. Do you know?
I know. Now, Dixie appears to want to help.
No help, Dixie.
She wants to help.
I was born in 1969.
Okay. Okay. It's, okay, girls, what is it? If you think you know, what is it?
Jurassic Park.
Sure. God, you're dumb.
The hot zone.
All right, the only reason I called her dumb, I'm calling her dumb, is when you were standing up here, they were like, oh, we know. The Andromeda Strain.
The Andromeda Strain. And Colette, it's time for your first item of clothing to come off. What will you be removing right into the microphone there?
What are you taking off?
First shirt.
She's wearing the layered look today.
She said Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Andres.
Who is Colette? We can't see Jack in here.
How can you miss Colette? She was just
the
standing.
Light. It's, there's too much light in here.
Colette, go stand in front of the window so they can
Thank
see who you.
You
are. All right.
Thank you.
Andres. What was the name of the cab company on the TV show Taxi?
No idea. And by the way, I like the little spit coming out of your mouth.
Sunshine Cab Company.
Sunshine Cab, your second item of clothing, what are you going to be removing?
That'll be the shoes and socks. Lisa, get the spray ready.
Shoes and socks.
All right, Andres.
Take them off, Andres.
No. You got them.
There you go. Nice gray socks. Amy?
Used to be white.
There you go. Come on up, Mr. Jurassic Park.
I met Amy's husband out in the lobby. And
was that him, the guy that was slumped in the chair out there?
Yeah, and as I was coming back, he said, get my wife naked. So I guess he's supporting her 100%. Yep, that's what he said.
What four-word TV slogan did Sting add to the song Money for Nothing?
Ring.
What?
Ring.
You mean buzz?
Buzz.
I want my MTV.
I want my MTV, and it's your
I
first
want my MTV.
Item of clothing. What's coming off, Amy?
The shirt.
The shirt. Oh, okay. Wonderful. Right. We'll just take a moment here.
Let's see what Jurassic Park you have for us.
All right. She seems to be, she's enjoying the strip tease here. Oh, yes. All right.
Yeah, it's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, good things yet to come.
See, you're hiding that when you wear that big floppy shirt.
Mm-hmm. That's why I wore it.
Okay. Well, you just...
Surprises. Full of surprises.
Just, she had a lot going on under that shirt.
She did indeed.
Matthew.
Yuck. Hey, you guys.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm going to act white. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I'm white.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yo.
When Caddyshack star spent 2 years as an assistant greens supervisor?
That'd be Dan Aykroyd.
That would be Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Item number two. What's coming off, Matthew?
The shoes.
These shoes.
The shoes. Yeah.
But congratulations, you made it through that entire segment talking white. Now you can go back to pretending you're Eminem.
I'm going
to
keep working on it, though, just for you guys.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. It's time now for Jackie.
Jackie, our Brooke Shields lookalike.
That's Jackie. Me. What ghost first appeared to Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol?
The Ghost of Christmas Past.
Need a name.
Mr. Past.
That's the funny.
You're good.
Jacob Marley.
Marley's ghosts. Oh, yeah. And your second item of clothing, what will you be?
Subtitle.
What?
I use the subtitle.
No, sorry, honey.
Mr. Past.
Oh.
What will you be removing, Jackie?
What are you taking off?
My second shirt.
Second
shirt coming off. I believe we're going to see our first brassiere here. Oh yes.
You gotta hang in front of the middle a little more when you do that.
You just see the guys there all looking for a little payoff there.
There it is. Okay, and Vic.
What's Vic, up? Our Sherman Plump look-alike.
Okay, Vic. What Tennessee Williams vehicle started in New Orleans?
Lots of pantomime from the ladies over here trying to help Vic.
The Model T?
I'm sorry, Vic, I had to hit the top.
You can't drop
the S-bomb.
I'm sorry. I'm going to take off my hat.
He's going to take his hat off. Vic got a little passionate there. We had to delete him out.
It was a streetcar. That's a streetcar named Desire now. Who are you mad at over there?
That's me, Andres.
I'm all right, man.
Andres is trouble. I want to point that out. Andres is big
ear.
Trouble.
You know,
what did he do? He blew in your ear.
Andres,
what the hell is going on? Now, what is going on over
Andres,
there?
What are you, a homo?
No, definitely not.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, that's the end of the second round, Bob.
Oh, that's right, the end? That's the end of the round.
Right. And Vic, it was a streetcar named Desire.
I think Vic is still out, still as flipped out that Andres is hitting on him.
I wouldn't do that if I was Andres. I mean, Vic looks like he'd break him over his knee in two pieces.
Okay, that's the end of the second round. Mike, who's got what?
Our leader right now is Dixie. She hasn't removed anything. Rachel has removed one item of clothing. So is Sean. So is Kathy. Spence is one of our bringing up the rear guys with two items off. Richard has two items off. Andre's two items off. Matthew, two items off. Jackie, two items off. And Vic, two items off.
All right, when we come back. Well, we'll go back to the easier question.
Okay.
But it'll be another lightning round. How you doing over there with just your bra on?
I'm rather cold.
You're rather cold.
Yeah, we keep it extra cold in here on Strip Trivia Day.
And Amy, how you doing? Do you have a bra on under that shirt?
That's for you to find out.
Oh, jeez. Like that.
Yeah.
And how you doing, Andres?
We need sports. We need sports category right now.
These questions are butt hard, Don.
All right. Time out. We will be right back. Oh, here's the produced element.
We'll have more Strip Trivia, after this quick break.
After this quick break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I reached for the thin fabric band that held the ballooning cups of her halter together, hooked my fingers over it, and tugged. It snapped easily. Her halter sprang apart, and out bounded her joyously unconfined breasts.
I don't know.
Dual prize packages of rounded richness. Twin curved cones of bouncing fun flesh. Matched mountains of youthful, tanned, quivering, exciting femininity. Titanic orbs of temptation. Happy hemispheres of lust. Jaunty, jiggling rotundities of passion. In a phrase, my kind of breath.
Okay, now.
And now, back to Strip Trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
You know, we were playing that wonderful tape coming back, and all of the girls,
they were laughing their asses off in here. It was somebody that ran by the window. Who'd like to be the group spokesman?
All of yourself, Bob. What were you laughing at? What was so funny?
right into the microphone so we can hear you. Otherwise, you have to get real close
and
to
Sam
it.
Sam decided he was just going to run by the window like Forrest Gump or something.
I said troublemaker Matthew.
It was Matthew Mathers. Was it you, Matthew? Matthew?
Step up to the microphone,
yes,
Matthew.
Yes, sir. I was bounding across like a little deer.
Like a little deer.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Right, what a father's nightmare you are.
Let's play the next round, which will be another lightning round.
We go to round number three.
Okay, we're going to get some people naked here.
It's time for a lightning round.
Very soon.
Right.
People will be naked. Don't forget, you're playing for either a trip to Tucson or a trip to WWF SummerSlam, and third prize is $500. Let's go with Rachel. Oh, that you applaud for. The money that...
Money.
Dixie finally comes alive with the money.
The money.
So Dixie is actually playing for third place today.
Yes.
Well, you might want to dumb it down then, because Dixie's gotten none wrong, has she?
Dixie is our leader with two correct answers in a row.
Okay, Rachel.
Hi.
Rachel's actually only removed one item of clothing.
Rachel, what type of racing features a starting gate that moves with the horses?
Trotters.
That's not what it says on the card.
Sorry.
Harness racing.
Harness racing, otherwise known as trotters. Item number two, what are you going to remove?
Mr. Horse Racing. Shoes.
Shoes. She's taking her shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
A little patent leather shoes.
Now, Professor, what's your problem? Hold on. I can't hear the professor.
Not a thing in the world, Don.
Okay.
They're trouble. They're all trouble over there today.
I just did looking at the professor who was... Never mind. He was doing something in the next room.
Great.
What U.S. president officially recognized Israel?
He said, "Hey, Israel, how you doing?
Hey, I know you.
Hey,
how you doing?
Jimmy Carter."
Right.
Boy, that took a while.
America needs you, Harry Truman.
Harry Truman, and it's your second item of clothing. What's coming off, Sean?
That would be the socks. Socks. Wonderful.
Get ready.
Okay, Kathy.
Our Molly Ringwald lookalike who looks nothing at all like Molly Ringwald.
How you doing, Kathy?
Rather well.
Rather well.
My toes are cold.
Ah, good. Very nice. Well, you should be used to that up in Fargo.
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't we wear big boots?
Who's the large green inner child that David Banner is ruled by?
It was Dixie going into her pantomime again. Jesus.
Jesus Christ, Dixie.
I don't know.
The Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk, item number two. What are you taking off there,
the
Kathy?
Shirt.
Shirt. You can take a shirt off.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Bonanza.
Fantastic. More to come.
Bonanza.
Just like Johnny used to say.
Let's go to Spence.
Spence is
yes,
one of
sir.
Our losers. He has two items of clothing off. No,
thank you.
No correct answers. My pleasure.
Hey, Spence.
Yes, sir.
What Major League Baseball team is sometimes dubbed the Fish?
The Fish. The Florida Marlins.
Right.
That's
thank
your
you,
first
sir.
Correct answer, Spence.
Right, Spence. Way
about
to go.
Time.
Here's our leader.
Dixie.
Yes.
Dixie.
Donnie.
What movie gave Barbra Streisand the chance to become the first person with four credits in one Hollywood musical?
Funny Girl?
Yentl.
Item number one, what will you be removing? Dixie.
Oh.
Dixie, hold on in front of the mic.
My sweater.
Her top sweater.
Her sweater.
Mm-hmm. Her sweater. She tosses it to the side. Richard.
Yes. Richard Setzer.
How you doing, Richard?
He's had no correct answers yet, Lord Quizmaster.
Richard. Richard, Mr. Scholarship winner. How did David Letterman's mom sign her autographs at the 1994 Olympics?
Mrs. David Letterman.
Dave's mom.
Dave's mom. Item number three. What is coming off, Richard?
Shirt.
Shirt.
This is David Letterman would indicate she was married to him.
I know. That would be an unusual relationship, David.
My oh my, ma.
Good to be at the Olympics, David. Do you think she'll be at these? I guess it's not a CBS Olympics.
No, it's an NBC right? Olympics, so it won't be.
I won't be there.
Jay Leto's mother.
I bet she's a vision of loveliness.
Colette, step up. Hi there, Colette.
Only one incorrect answer for Colette so far.
Colette, how many years long is a quinennium?
Four.
Five.
Item number two, what will you be removing,
my
Colette?
Second shirt,
okay. Stand right in front of the microphone, taking the second shirt off.
We have our first pierced navel, too.
And we have a nice black bra.
Fantastic.
And she has tattoo,
ah, tattoo
on her back.
On the shoulder. Is that a rose?
It's a dolphin.
It's a dolphin, okay.
A heart.
It looks just like a rose, no. All right, yeah.
She has the total package going.
Very nice.
Andres.
Hey, Don.
Andres.
He's trouble, Don.
No, I like Andres.
You're looking pretty good right now, Don.
I like Andres. It's the other one I don't like.
Well, he just said you were looking pretty good, so I guess you two do have a thing going on here.
What 28-year-old crooner became the youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry in 1990?
The hell is a crooner?
Need that answer, Andres. Garth Brooks.
Item number three, Andres, what will you be removing?
I'll take off the pants.
Pants.
I'll take his pants off.
Pants are coming. Oh, and the ladies gather around the window.
Oh, here come the ladies now.
Gather around the window, see if they can see me now.
There, and finally some life from the ladies.
Very good.
What did he say? Take a picture?
I love it.
We can't hear that.
Amy.
Amy has four items of clothing remaining.
Yes, sir.
Amy, what cat and mouse launched a cartooning career for Hanna and Barbera?
Tom and Jerry.
That's right.
Second correct answer for Amy.
That is right. Matthew.
Three items remaining.
He's
for
unfair.
Troublemaker, yes, Matthew Mathers.
I'm not a troublemaker. I'm
Matthew.
An innocent boy.
Innocent boy.
Matthew, what card game with a pegged track was invented in 1620 by Sir John Suckling?
A card game?
What card game with a pegged track was invented in 1620 by Sir John Suckling?
Scrabble.
Cribbage.
Cribbage. And item number three, what's coming off, Matthew?
Terrible.
Oh.
No, stop.
The shirt, yeah.
Scrabble.
Shirt, yeah. Scrabble.
Wait, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Scrabble's not even a card game.
No, no. Sir John Suckling would be very upset with Eminem. I thought he invented the pig.
Well, what's the problem, Matthew?
Sure.
Here's a meeting of the minds right now. Matthew and Andres are having a discussion
together.
What's
the question? What's going on?
I was wondering what you were talking about.
Nothing, man.
All right, you better focus there, Matthew.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. The question was like a card game, and the answer is what?
Cribbage.
Cribbage. It's a card game.
Yeah. I think he was tricked into giving the wrong answer.
Yeah, someone said that in my ear, so I just the
well,
first
see
thing.
That, but you make the final decision on that,
someone
Matthew.
Said Scrabble?
Yes.
You mean you don't know that Scrabble's not a card game?
Nah, man, it's cool, like, whatever.
Man, if somebody whispered that in your ear, Matthew, you might remember this game's a little like Survivor.
Hey,
all right,
I said
know.
Model T.
All
yeah,
right, Jackie.
I mean, it's cool, man.
Jackie.
Jackie, our Brooke Shields
Hola.
Look alike.
Jackie, hi,
yes.
Jackie.
Hello.
What three hit movies starring Jim Carrey were number one box office hits in 1994?
I would say Dumb and Dumber.
That's one of them. Two more.
Oh, the pressure of a name. The Cable Guy? Liar, Liar.
No. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, The Mask, and Dumb and Dumber.
I'm just not concentrating.
Item number three.
Oh, that was a hard one.
I'm not focused.
That was a hard one.
That's right. You tried, Jackie.
That was three and one.
Yeah, but we need you to remove an item of clothing. What will be coming off now?
My dungarees.
Your dungarees.
Dungarees.
And I love them called dungarees.
They're not jeans. They're dungarees.
Fantastic.
All right, slip your dungarees off.
Oh, and matching panties. Always a nice round of applause for matching panties.
I want to see through the front of those panties.
Can you really?
Uh-huh.
All right. Can we get a spin around on that?
Kissing the White Stallion Ranch goodbye.
You're not out of it yet, Jackie.
Hang in there, Jackie. You never know. People have come back from three down before.
Hey, Vic.
I got on matching panties also.
No.
Vic, all right. I'm rooting for Vic on this one.
Vic, what TV show warns the truth is out there?
X-Files.
X-Files is
correct.
That is your first correct answer, and that's the end of round three, Bob.
All right. Vic barely made it out. Now, who's got what, Mike?
Rachel is down to three items of clothing. So is Sean. So is Kathy. So is Spence. Dixie still leading. She's got four items of clothing remaining. Our people bringing up the rear. Richard has only two items of clothing remaining. Colette has three items remaining. Andres has only two items remaining. And Amy's our second leader with three items of clothing remaining. Matthew, shocker, bringing up the rear with only two items remaining. So is Jackie, only two. And Vic has three items of clothing remaining.
So it's really, at this point, going to be a battle.
It's really a close game.
What was that, Amy?
Oh, that's right. Amy has four. Yes, I misspoke. Yeah, she has four. It was wishful thinking, Amy. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
And for my money, the real battle is going to be between Andres and Matthew.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a battle. Who goes out first?
Yeah, to see who's going to lose first.
Absolutely.
My money's on Andres. That Andres lasts longer than Matthew does.
You like Andre's chances better than Matt? I agree completely. I think you could ask Matthew probably any question in there, and he'd probably have a tough time with it.
You think so?
Yeah.
You want a bonus question, Matthew?
Question.
Yeah, I'll have a bonus question, please.
How about one for Andres?
Quiet.
Hey.
All right, this doesn't count, okay?
Oh, what is it, for fun?
Yeah, for fun. I'm going to try to find, like, the easiest question, okay?
Don's trying to find a super softball
okay.
in there.
Just to embarrass me, that's good, yeah.
Just give me a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man, come on.
Hey, come on.
I'm just a kid.
You, no, you're not.
No, I thought you're 21.
You're 21. You're a grown-up.
Well, you know.
All right, yeah, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here's, I think this is a real easy one.
Okay, I'm listening.
So this will be for a bonus prize. I'll give you a WWF pay-per-view if you get this right.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. What Tom Cruise movie has this line? I feel the need. The need for speed. And no helping him now.
That'd be Top Gun.
All right. All right. All right, there you go. I was wrong about you, Matthew. You're much smarter than I thought.
Yeah, I don't know if that proves anything, but...
You want to go double or nothing for another one?
Sure, Don.
Okay. Prove me wrong again, Matthew.
I'll try.
What movie character spent 3 days, 2 months, 14 days, and 16 hours running across America?
Forrest Gump.
I'm foolish. Matthew, may I apologize to you? You are, in effect, a genius.
Hey, I'm going to your school, Mike.
Yeah. Believe me, Matthew, I went to that school. That doesn't do anything to help me. Absolutely. Believe me, I went to school with a lot of guys over there. I think they were effectively...
I'm a frat guy. What can I say? I mean...
All right, listen, you've proved your mettle. You've now won two WWF pay-per-views this weekend.
Okay, lovely. Yeah.
Okay. Good thing you didn't get those questions during the game.
Okay. I don't know if we get that in D.C., but...
If you get what?
The pay-per-view.
Do you have cable TV?
Yeah.
Then you can get the pay-per-view.
Okay.
But he got the bootleg box.
What was that, Vic?
Nothing. Thank you, Don, for the pay-per-view.
Do you know for a fact he's got a bootleg box, Vic?
No, I have one.
I made it in shop class. I don't know.
Okay, all right. Time out. We'll be back. That's enough of the experimenting with Matthew. Another round and a lightning round, really. No BS.
All right.
Hey, you got to take your clothes right off, and we come right back after this great production value element.
We'll have more Strip Trivia after this quick break.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It would be a pity to damage yours.
And now, back to Strip Trivia on the Don and Mike Show.
We're back with a room full of people.
This is a good group. This is a fun group. These are people that want to have a good time. Am I right or wrong?
They just got to meet. Well, I'm going to say it. And if they wanted to delete it out, they can delete it out. They just got to meet noted cocksmith Wendell Hall.
Wendell Hall, who just can't keep himself away from the ladies.
Wendell just came in the studio and installed a fifth microphone for us, so we have even more ambiance in the room now.
Well, ladies, was it a thrill to see, well, what amounts to the world's greatest lover?
It was good for me.
There you go. See? Yeah, they're almost speechless.
They like Wendell. How you doing over there in the boys' room? Lisa, how are things smelling over there?
Things are smelling pretty bad. I've got a lot of feet. I've got some exposed, balls.
You're about to have some.
Sure. Who's got their balls out?
Well, they're nearly exposed. Andres is down to his little skivvies. Everybody has their shoes off. I've got an array of boots, tennis shoes, you name it.
Sexy body right here.
The hot light.
Oh, shut up, Matthew. All right, let's play the next round. Rachel.
Rachel has three items of clothing remaining.
Step up, Rachel.
It's cold in here.
Rachel, what element begins with the letter K? What element begins with the letter K? Yes.
There's Dixie going into her Panama. We know you know Dixie, every answer, hey, Dixie, but chill out.
Dixie,
calm down.
No help now.
She's a trivia master. I don't know.
Can I answer it?
Yes, Dixie, go ahead. Pardon me?
She said K.
She said potassium.
Potassium. It's Krypton.
Really?
Krypton. You know, Superman's planet.
And,
Well,
you were distracted by Dixie there. Rachel, it is time for your third item of clothing. What will you be removing?
I'm panties.
Panties? Panties coming off your boss.
Taking off her panties. All right, take off your panties.
That would be the first panties that are being removed in the studio.
Yes, they are. And here they come.
All right.
There they go. Are they
right
off?
Right now.
Yeah, they're off.
Now listen, Dixie. Dixie over there with Jackie. No secrets. What are you girls whispering about?
She's mainlining caffeine over here. That might be part of the problem.
Jackie, what are you whispering about with her?
Her dungarees.
What?
We like the word dungarees.
That was your earlier statement, the dungarees.
Sean. Look at
that would be May.
Look at Sean, the professor, just staring over here and just cocking his head like a dog.
Absolutely. He's having a wonderful time today.
Okay, are you ready?
I guess so.
What slugger grew up on the same Miami street with Rafael Palmeiro?
Ooh.
Rafa
Hold on, you get a moment to think about it because the hotline is ringing. Hold on. Hello?
Howdy.
Hola, Barty.
Hey.
Give you a, hold on, Barty, we're playing strip trivia right now.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. You got the answer there, Professor?
I'll go with...
You want a bar try for you?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, bar try.
All right, Barty?
Yeah.
There's a baseball question. What slugger grew up on the same Miami street as Rafael Palmeiro?
I don't know baseball.
I'll give you a hint. He's one of your favorite baseball players.
Jose Canseco.
That's right.
Thank you, Bart. Now, do we give Sean credit for that one?
Yeah.
All right, that's your second correct
answer,
Sean.
You're the man.
Thank you, Bart.
Yeah. Bart, do you want to say hi to all the girls?
Howdy.
Hi, Bart.
And all the guys?
Yes. Hola, Bart.
Hola. Okay. Hey, would you speak Spanish, Andres?
I speak fluent Spanish.
Speak some Spanish. Don't say nothing dirty, though, to him. Speak.
Oh, come on.
Come on. No, don't talk dirty, but have a conversation with him.
Bart, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y usted?
Bien. ¿Te gusta España?
Sí, me encanta España.
¿Sí? ¿Has encontrado chicas lindas?
Sí.
Oh,
me encanta la playa.
¿La playa? ¿La playa nudista?
Sí.
Yay, Bart.
Excelente.
Now, what did you ask him?
Something I asked him if he liked Spain and if he found any nice-looking girls, and he said he liked the nudist beach.
Right, gotcha.
Very good.
All right, bud. Well, listen, obviously we're right in the middle of something, so I will see you and Mom tomorrow.
Okay.
Can you help me with mine?
Oh, yes. Bart, would you stay on and help Kathy with hers if she has a question?
Okay.
Okay. How's Mom doing?
Fine.
Where's she at right now?
In her room.
Oh, I gotcha. And what, Mom and Grandma have a room?
Yeah.
You got one on your own?
Yeah.
Good. Be a good boy, okay?
Okay.
All right, I love you.
Love you too.
And I will see you tomorrow.
Don't hang up.
I'm not hanging up.
All right, he's going to answer it now. Is Bart going to play for Kathy?
Well, if she needs help.
All right, if she needs help, she will ask you. Okay, Bart?
Okay.
All right, and Kathy is down to three items of clothing.
What three-syllable phrase does the Jolly Green Giant utter incessantly?
Oh, ho, ho.
Yep, she got that without you, Barty.
That's your second correct answer, Kathy. Congratulations.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho for sure. Ho
right.
For ho.
All right. Ho, hoes. All right, Barty. I'll see you tomorrow.
All I know is he sells
me. Okay.
All right. Bye, bud.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a call from Spain, right? Smack dab in the middle of strip trivia.
Yeah.
All the way over in España.
Hey, let me just see why all the lines are ringing all of a sudden. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, is this Don?
Yes, and Mike.
Yeah, how you doing? They cut y'all off on 1300 AM.
Oh, well, that's why people are calling, I guess, in Baltimore. What is there?
They got a game tonight, Ravens
game? Is there a football game?
Yeah, the Ravens are playing tonight, and they're playing the pregame show now on 1300.
All right,
nothing we can do about it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Hey, Don, you guys off the air in Baltimore?
Right, that's what all these calls are. Yeah, nothing we can do about it. It's the Ravens.
Ah, man. Your sister station can't even keep you on there. That's ridiculous.
We understand your frustration, but we can't do anything about it.
You know, it was something you guys talked about last week, and I don't know if anybody ever called because I...
Girls, do you want to hear whatever this guy has to say?
No.
They want to play the game.
Oh, bye.
Okay.
Bye. Just wondering how all of a sudden all the lines started ringing down. I got the answer.
Well, that Ravens football chat's going on.
Because they're dicking us in Baltimore. Spence.
Yes, sir.
Spence, how many Spence got?
Spence is down to three items of clothing. He's only answered one question correctly.
I should get more because I'm all liquored up here.
What? What 1984 horror movie marked the film debut of Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp, 1984... I am going to have to say Nightmare on Elm Street.
That is an excellent guess.
Way to go. All right, that's Spence's second correct answer in a row.
You pulled that right out of your ass. Dixie.
Dixie is one of our leaders and trying to help the whole damn crew get their answers correct here.
Dixie Riddlecups. Who was the first female to direct a movie that made over $100 million? No help.
I'm just going to take a guess.
Go ahead.
Can you repeat the question, though, one more time?
No.
No, you can't?
Oh, come on. Who was the first female to direct a movie that made over $100 million?
Betty Thomas?
Can I try that one?
Sure.
Is it Penny Marshall?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Big.
And it's your second item of clothing. What are you going to be removing, Dixie?
my shirt.
Shirt coming off here.
Take your shirt off.
With big, beautiful breasts.
There you go. Nothing wrong there. There you go. Bring it back down to earth. You're not so much smarter than everybody else. Richard.
Yes. Richard stands at the plate with only two items of clothing remaining.
Richard, here you go. Here is your question.
All right.
What is the monkey's name? What was the monkey's name on Friends? You ever watch Friends?
Marcel. That's his first correct answer.
Yeah. You don't have to scream it. Yes, Marcel is correct.
There you go.
That's right.
Nice.
Money.
Nice.
Colette.
Money, yo.
Colette.
Colette has three items of clothing remaining.
All right, Colette. Who had a best friend named Bubba Blue?
Forrest Gump.
That's right.
Another correct answer for Colette. Very good.
Andres.
Yeah.
Another one of our guys bringing up the rear.
Hola. But all keep right. in mind, I'm fond of him. Look, he's talking to my kid in Spain.
Yes.
Who is the youngest man to chair the Joint Chiefs of Staff? I just effed you with that question.
You did.
You're fond
he
of him?
He effed me right up from behind.
I don't think he's going to make this one.
I thought it was an easy one.
Colin Powell.
Hey, very good. That's your first correct answer, Andres.
Amy. Amy, where is she? Step up, Amy. Amy, who is?
Amy's one of our leaders. She has.
And that's the answer. I got it. Yes.
Who is the NFL quarterback who wore sunglasses in his 1977 Utah high school yearbook photo?
O.J. Simpson. Good answer.
Jim McMahon.
And that's your second item of clothing that needs to come off. Yes. What will you be removing, Amy?
That would be my undershirt.
Undershirt.
Oh, we're just down just to the bra.
Oh, and nicely done, too.
Yeah.
Very nice. There,
bravo.
Dixie, you want my other water here? Do you want that?
Okay. Bravo. Matthew?
Yeah, hey, guys. sorry.
Matthew has two items of clothing remaining, Lord Christmas.
Yeah, but I feel good. No, this is my natural state.
Matthew, what NFL team won the most games in the 1970s?
No helping.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Oh, Dallas.
Item number four, what will you be removing, boy?
Yo, my... I'll be taking off my shorts.
Yo, my shorts. Oh, no, wait, how are you going to do that when you have... Oh, I see. You have shorts on, then you have underpants.
Yeah, I got these. I got my drawers on.
Yo, okay.
Oh God.
I thought shorts meant underpants.
Yes, I guess. Oh, yeah,
get a good look, girls.
I can't see.
I'm gonna take my time.
I can't see. I'm so disappointed.
He's got his shorts and he got his drawers on.
There you go.
Yo, I got my drawers on.
He is also the loser so far in strip trivia. Yeah, so.
What was that, Marshall? Sorry. Matthew?
Yes, sir.
What were you just mumbling?
I was saying, you know, get a good look, because I'm going to take my time, girls, but they can't hear me, so.
No, they can hear you.
They can hear you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
Apparently, I mean, they don't know what they're missing, because, I mean, I got a six-pack, and if you're thirsty, take a drink.
Oh, no. God. I'm going to bark.
Jackie.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Now, Jackie, even though you have that microphone, you still got to step up to this one to answer your question.
Okay, here I am.
Jackie, what must you be to boast the Vicar of Christ?
Would that be the Pope?
That would be right.
That is your first correct answer. Way to go. You got, and I like that. That was good. Could you do that dance one more time for Don? There you go. This is her victory dance.
Yeah. Very nice.
She hangs in there. She has two items of clothing remaining.
Okay, Vic.
Vic has three items of clothing remaining.
Vic, what female golfer's high school nickname was Taco?
All of them.
Nancy Lopez.
That's right, Vic.
Two in a row, and that is the end of round number four, Bob.
All right, now, when we come back, we're going back to the know-it-all questions.
And there are a couple of people that are verging on total nudity.
Who's on the bubble, Mike?
Matthew, our good friend Matthew Mathers is on the bubble.
Yeah.
And Actually, hey, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Matthew, you're the only one on the bubble.
Oh,
there you go.
Just Matthew who'll be getting naked when we come back. Who else is close, though?
Close, we have Rachel, who's pretty close. We also have Richard, who's very close. And Jackie, our Brooke Shields lookalike, is also very close.
All right, stay right there. We'll be back with more. Why should I say it? Listen to this man.
We'll have more strip trivia after this quick break.
We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Later, he lay looking up at the dark ceiling while she cried, and he no longer liked her. He had taken what was good in him, and what had he gained? Nothing but emptiness, void. But I'm a man now, he thought, and listened to her crying there beside him. I was a boy, and now I'm a dirty, stinking man.
And now, back to strip trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I knew it was just a matter of time.
Yes?
Before everybody loosened up. Now, I know the guys are already loose.
Having a fascinating conversation with Colette during the break.
I can top it.
Really?
You only heard the part about how she likes the moon.
Yeah, that's what I thought that was significant.
No, I heard about the time she put baby oil all over her ass. And went down and wiped it off her boyfriend's windshield.
Wow.
On his car.
Boy, Colette, you're a wild woman. You know, you said to me that mooning was your favorite pastime, and then Don tells me you put baby oil all over your butt and got it on his windshield. Step up to the microphone.
Come on, Colette.
That's just because my ex was an ass, so it kind of all went in together, you know?
Now,
I just want to show him what he was.
When you were rubbing your buttocks all over his windshield, were there any witnesses to the going?
One of my girlfriends was with me.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Were you at all inebriated when you did that?
Just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't drink.
Ah, right. She desperately wants to moon somebody.
Would you like to moon the men in the room next door?
Yeah,
they're clamoring for it over there.
No.
They turn the lights down.
Guys, you got to leave the lights up.
You got to leave the lights up.
You can't see anything otherwise.
That is weird. It's like a completely dark room, and they turn those lights up, and then all these...
Just Lisa in there with six creepy guys.
How's it smell over there, Lisa?
It smells like ass.
Smells like ass.
Lisa, you're just never going to do the spray can gag, are you?
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
I don't mind.
It's hard because I don't have anywhere to spray it.
You don't have anywhere to spray it.
I don't know in my face or their face.
I don't mind smells like ass. I bet that's a pretty apt description. Smells like ass.
Smells like Fanny. Fanny.
And another question that was answered. Kathy wanted to know what BM was.
Yes, Kathy from Fargo, North Dakota was, she actually had a concept, and she was right about it. She said, does BM stand for bowel movement?
Yes.
And we confirmed that, and we also said, whenever you use BM, always put nice in front of it.
Have a nice BM.
Have a nice BM.
And then we were discussing DSLs.
Yeah, was that Colette again?
No, that was Jackie, I think.
Okay. No, it was Colette.
Was you Colette? God, Colette, really?
She was a whore.
She's a dirty birdie.
There's lots of DSLs in this room.
There are indeed. Everybody's having a very good time.
I don't know what that means.
What, Dixie in the microphone, what, honey?
I don't know what that means.
She's answered so many questions correctly, but she does not.
DSL.
She's not familiar with the term DSL.
I'd be glad to write it down for you.
Ah.
Oh,
somebody just told her.
Jackie, it's a big DSL.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all loosening up now, aren't they?
All right, let's go to the lightning round.
Round number five, Don.
Going to be doing know-it-all questions. And here comes Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Rachel, how many you got left there?
Two.
She's down to two.
Two.
Getting kind of chilly.
Jim J. Bobog. What animal used to be known as the camelopard?
The what?
Camel-o-pard. Camelopard.
My guess is the camel.
It's a giraffe.
A giraffe! And it's item number four. What are you going to be removing, Rachel?
My thigh highs.
Thigh highs.
Her thigh highs.
Thigh highs coming off here. And once again, Dixie practically poking my eye out, going nuts because she knew the answer.
Yeah,
the hands are just going...
Settle down, Dixie, please. Jesus Christ. You know, for a girl who didn't know what DSLs are, you sure do know a lot of other stuff.
I tell you, every single question, she goes mental. Right, and the thigh highs are coming off now.
Yo.
So she's down just to her negligee now, right?
Down to her very last, Don.
Sean?
Yes, sir?
Sean's down to three items. He's one of our leaders.
the professor from Gilligan's Island. Who was the first player to win the 13th hole in senior skins history? That is a golf question.
I don't think I heard the question, but I'm not going to answer it.
Who was the first player to win the 13th hole in senior skins history?
Arnold Palmer.
You got a guess, Mike?
Jack?
Hale Irwin.
Hale Irwin.
All right, and item number three, what will you be removing there?
Pants are coming off.
Pants. Okay, Kathy.
Kathy's down to three.
Kathy, what country singer made an appearance as a volatile juror in the movie The Rainmaker? What country singer played a pissed-off juror in the movie The Rainmaker? I'll give you a hint. He's goofy looking as hell.
Dwight Yoakam?
It's not a bad guess. No, it's the other goofy guy, Randy Travis.
Item number three, what will you be removing, Kathy?
My dungarees are gone.
Dungarees! Our dungarees.
They took off the hood.
Okay, take them off.
Take them off, honey.
Woo!
Oh, a little mix and match. There you go. Mix and match
panties. Somebody's flossing, Don.
And Kathy, oh, you have on a thong?
Is that a thong? Oh, it's a thong.
What was the contest you were telling us about? Like the mix and match bikini contest at a bowling alley?
It's called the Dare It to Wear It. You can't wear a real swimsuit, but make mops or plants, whatever it is.
And they did it at the bowling alley?
Yeah.
Was it up in Fargo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Oh, for sure. Are you going down to the mix and match at the bowling alley?
Oh, for sure. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Spence.
Yes, sir. Hey, those are some wicked clothes there.
He's down to three. Three items for Spence. Spence, another one of our leaders.
Spence.
Yes, sir.
What was the final score in the baseball game immortalized in the poem, Casey at the Bat?
1-0.
4-2. Item number three. What's coming off, Spence?
I take the pants off.
Pants
what was
coming
the score,
off.
By the way?
4-2.
That was my next guess.
All right. Are you done yet?
There he goes. Okay, Dixie. Dixie, another one of our leaders, seems to know all the answers until she gets up to the microphone.
She's damn annoying.
Yes, she is. Well, you're not standing next to her. And she stole my water, but it's fine. Everything's fine.
It's very annoying when you think you know everything.
Okay, I will stop.
You should low-key that.
Okay.
But Don, take a look at those enormous breasts.
Yes, does this make up for it?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. What layout matching game was invented by a monk? What layout matching game was invented by a monk?
Kathy seems to know the answer. She's going nuts in the background.
Oh, we played it at the bowling alley.
Yeah, right after the mix and match.
Layout matching game.
You're running out of time.
You have three items remaining, soon to be two.
And
I don't
know. Dominoes.
Dominoes, invented by a monk. And your third item, what will be coming off there?
Back in front of the microphone.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No,
taking notes for Mr. Mellon.
Hold them. Okay, I'll take off my bra.
Bra!
Our first bare breast of the day! Yay!
Okay.
Bravo! Somebody needs to turn around.
Wow.
God, they're big.
Listen to the girls chewing.
Hi, Richard.
Howdy.
Richard has two items of clothing remaining.
That's right.
Richard's got two, right?
And he goes back on tour with Oingo Boingo.
Richard, who was Jane and Michael Banks' governess?
What? Mary Poppins.
He's right again.
Two correct answers in a row as Richard begins his comeback.
That was a money metal question.
Colette.
Colette has three items of clothing remaining.
What was the first film in which Timothy Dalton played the role of James Bond?
Tomorrow Never Dies.
The Living Daylights.
Item number three, what's coming off there, Colette?
My short.
Short.
Coming off here, boss.
Well, you're much closer to mooning us all.
Oh, yes.
To rubbing baby oil on your ass.
Matching panties.
Going down to the parking.
Bravo.
Bravo. Do we have any baby oil?
Nice tan, too. Nice tan on Colette. Andres.
Yeah,
he's
let me
down
see that
to,
song.
Down to two with Andres. What was the name of the dog on the Brady Bunch?
Tiger.
Right, Andres. Second correct answer in a row for Andres.
Thank you, thank you.
Amy. She's one of our leaders with three items of clothing remaining. Rave just wrote down a joke. The dog of the Brady Bunch was Jan.
Very good. Bada bing.
Amy, hi.
Hi.
Amy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh, Amy.
I'm here.
Oh, Amy.
Yeah. I like that Jan joke, Rob.
Amy.
What white-haired cowboy icon appears in a clip shown during the ending credits of L.A. Confidential?
Cowboy?
Uh-huh.
Clint Eastwood?
Hopalong Cassidy.
Item number three, what will be removed this time, Amy?
That would be my skirt.
The skirt, and she's once again doing the little dance that we're all enjoying in here. Yes, wonderful. Oh.
Yeah.
Bravo.
She filled in for my granny.
Yes,
I
yes,
like
yes. Oh, yes. Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Let's
hop along, Jack Cassidy.
Hop along, Jack Cassidy.
I'm Jack Cassidy. I'm bisexual.
I'm bisexual, and I'm delighted to be appearing here in the credits. Yes, sir. Where's my ascot and my cigarette lighter?
Matthew.
Please. Matthew's down
be
to
gentle.
His last. This
we
could be total nudity.
All right, this could be.
Just a young, yeah. Come on.
Just a young little boy. I know you've still got that act going. I don't know what's going on with that.
I do have my legs shaved.
What? What personal care product was endorsed by cartoon character Little Lulu?
Oh, could you repeat the question?
No.
Nope.
Please, I know this, John. Seriously.
All right, Matthew. What personal care product was endorsed by cartoon character Little Lulu?
Dental floss.
Dental floss.
No!
It's Kleenex.
And you are the first individual. Hey, turn those lights up for the ladies.
Yeah, we got
it. It's time. It was Kotex, but no, it's Kleenex.
It's time for you to go.
What happened? What happened?
They looked at his wiener. And then there were 11.
That's the reaction a guy wants to hear when he pulls down his pants.
Absolute hysterical laughter.
Jesus Christ.
And now, Lisa, you finally go to the can. Lisa,
I think you can now really tell if he's 21 or not.
Oh, now Lisa's spraying the air freshener.
Spraying the heck out of that.
Does it really stink over there, Lisa? Tell me the truth.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Jackie's
down to two items of clothing.
Jackie, down to her bra and panties.
Lovely bra and panties they are.
Jackie, what chemical element is represented by the symbol HG80?
Would that be hydrogen?
That would be mercury.
No.
Item number four, what will you be removing, Jackie?
I don't really have much of a choice now, do I?
It's your bra or your panties?
My brassiere.
The brassiere coming off here.
Take your bra off.
Our second bare breast of the game.
Take your time.
Oh.
Bravo. Oh, mommy.
Wonderful mommy. One of the contestants said, "Mommy,
mommy." Let's go to Vic now.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, let's do this.
How you doing, Vic?
Ooh.
Vic has three items of clothing remaining.
Ooh, feels good anyway.
What'd you say, Vic?
No, nothing.
What feels good, Vic? What feels good exactly? Vic, is
the
anything going
of
on
Lisa's
over there?
Boot.
What's that?
The bottom of Lisa's boot. I've been dying to get next to her, so now I got to touch her boot.
Vic, what does the VIN on an automobile stand for?
The vehicle identification number.
That's right.
That is your third correct answer. And that is the end of round number five.
And those were all from the know-it-all edition. Look at Dixie just holding and cupping her breasts. Let them just roam free.
There you go.
Roam free. Now,
free at last.
Now, Matthew, Mr. Eminem, he's out.
He's out. We have 11 contestants left on Strip Trivia.
Then we're really going to have to fly through the next segment.
Yeah, there are only two contestants left that are on the bubble right now. We have a bunch of people that have more than three items remaining. Two items remaining.
You know what, then? I'm going to have to... we'll have to cancel this stop set. Oh. Lightning round right now.
We go to round number six. This is a super lightning round. No time, I repeat, no time will be given to answer these questions.
Really, no time at all. If you don't know, you're out. I'm going to go back to the dummy questions. Rachel.
Rachel, you are on the bubble. You have one item of clothing remaining.
Okay.
What's known in China as ping pong?
No.
Ping pong.
Ping pong.
And Rachel, it's time for you to get totally naked because that is the last item of clothing you have. You're out, Rachel. Yay!
Whoa!
Bravo! Yay!
Oh, and a tattoo.
Dancing.
A tattoo.
She is not shy.
Not shy at all. Thank you, Rachel.
Rachel is out of there.
Then, there were ten.
Russell.
Russell has two items of clothing remaining. Sean, the Russell Johnson lookalike.
Russell, what is AKC short for? To a purebred dog breeder.
American Kennel Club.
That is your third correct answer. Congratulations, Sean.
Kathy.
Kathy, with two items remaining.
Yes.
What appropriate souvenirs were fashioned from ash spewed from Mount St. Helens?
And if you're going to spew into this.
Cups.
Ashtrays.
Item number four to come off. What is going to be coming up?
The boulder holder here.
The boulder holder.
Let's see what.
Yay!
Wow!
Yeah. Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Those are very pretty.
We have some beautiful breasts in here today.
Spence.
Yes, sir.
Spence has two items of clothing remaining.
Spence. What United States state has only 113 divorces for every 1,000 marriages?
It's going to be Nevada.
Going to be right.
That is another correct answer for you, Spence.
Thank you, sir. I got to say, I'm a card-carrying whitey-tidy member, and wearing satin boxers is like a treat for your package.
Dixie.
Dixie is down to two items of clothing.
What is the term for an adult male pig?
Swine?
Four.
Item number four, what will you be removing, Dixie?
My skirt.
The skirt
went off. I couldn't hear you. What was it?
Her skirt.
It's down to her underpants.
Bravo.
Down to her underpants. Richard.
Richard has two items of clothing remaining.
Oh, he does, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What country star changed his first name from Randall to Hank?
Huh? Hank Williams.
Right.
Three in a row for Richard. Richard coming on strong.
Colette.
With two items of clothing remaining.
What did Leonard Nimoy name his 1995 book sequel to I Am Not Spock?
You just want to see me with no shirt on, right?
Yes, but I've given you a pretty... I mean, it's whatever question comes up, but that's an easy one.
Okay, say it again.
This is a lightning round, and I'm afraid he can't... Can you repeat the question?
What did Leonard Nimoy name his 1995 book sequel to I Am Not Spock?
Again, I Am Not Spock.
No, the book was called I Am Spock.
Item number four, what will you be removing, Colette?
My bra.
Your bra!
And there's nothing there.
Oh, well, that's all right. We're going to give you a nice round of applause.
Oh, come on, no.
They're very nice.
Come on.
Very nice.
Those are not man boobs.
That's right.
Nothing to be ashamed about.
Well, we have a lot of people on the bubble now, I'll tell you that.
Andres.
Andres, down to two items of clothing.
What instrument did Raymond Babbitt use to eat 15 cheese balls?
Tuba?
A tuba. No, a toothpick.
Item number four. What is it, Andres? Andres,
I didn't understand the question. Pants are coming off, Don.
Pants are coming off.
Okay. Amy.
Amy, with two items of clothing remaining. Rachel, did you just turn the light up when Amy stepped up to the
microphone?
What
did you do, Amy?
You were leaning up against the light fixture.
Oh, Amy, who homered for the Yankees 5 days before returning a Rams punt for a touchdown in 1989?
Jose Canseco.
No, it's Deion.
Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders.
And item number four, what will you be removing, Amy? Excuse me.
Your bra.
My bra.
Oh, it's a front opener.
Let's open up and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Simply magnificent.
My goodness.
Simply magnificent.
That is absolutely incredible.
Jackie.
Jackie has...
No, there's a boy.
One item of clothing remaining. Oh.
There's no boy?
No boy. Matthew was the boy before you, and he is out of the game.
Jackie, who was the first lawyer to become first lady?
Would that be Hillary?
That would be Hillary.
Yay!
That is your second correct answer in a row. Way to go, Jackie.
Dick.
Yeah. Hey, Dick is down. He actually is our leader. He has three items of clothing remaining.
Why you call me Dick, man?
Vic.
Vic.
V-I-C.
There you go.
Vic, what metal forms the exterior of the Statue of Liberty?
Copper.
That's right.
All right.
That is four in a row, and that is the end of round number six, Bob. All right, now we do have to take a break. And we've lost a couple more. We lost Rachel.
We lost Rachel in that round, and now we are down to 10 contestants.
Who's next on the bubble, Mike?
On the bubble, Kathy is on the bubble. Also, Dixie is on the bubble. Andres is on the bubble. Amy is on the bubble. Jackie is also on the bubble.
All right, guys. Another round. We're getting closer to the end. It's coming right up.
We'll have more Strip Trivia after this quick break.
Be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I have big, beautiful breasts.
It's time for Dawn and Mike to play a favorite game. Full frontal radio.
Strip Trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I was worried about this group a couple hours ago.
Yeah, I was a little concerned myself. No longer, though.
They've come out of their shell now.
They have indeed, and there are lots of beautiful breasts in here right now.
Sure are, and lots of scuzzy, cheesy guys in the next room.
Those guys are still trouble. I maintain that.
Hello, fellas.
Yeah!
Andres, there was no need to see your ass. Just pulled his pants down.
All right.
A quick peek. Okay, here we go. Lightning round. Want to try to get as much of the show in as we can so the affiliates that abort the show early...
Right.
...will at least be able to get one more segment in.
We go to round number seven with a lot of people on the bubble.
Sean.
Yes, sir.
Sean is down to two items of clothing.
Sean. I look at Amy just standing there with her shirt wide open.
I mean, really, it just could be like a Saturday morning pose.
Yeah. God damn, that's a beautiful sight.
Turn around.
No, don't turn around. They don't have to see.
Don't let them bully you.
That's right.
Right.
What 1987 Philadelphia 76ers basketball player was late for a game... because he didn't want to miss the climax of All My Children.
Is this a lightning round, Lord Quizmaster?
Of course. Need that answer.
Dr. J.
Charles Barkley.
Item number four. What will you be removing, Sean?
That's a shirt.
The shirt. Shirt.
He's been out for a while.
Okay, Kathy.
Kathy is on the bubble. She is down to one item of clothing.
Kathy, you got to remove that sweater when you're standing up here.
There you go. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Nice areolas. I think I speak for everybody when I say that.
All for areola.
Let me see.
Take your time.
What fast food chain did Dan Cortese say, I love this place about? Remember the dick who was on MTV? Dan Cortese?
Hated him.
What fast food chain did he represent? Endorse.
Carl's Jr.?
Burger King.
And that's it for you, Kathy. Your final item of clothing.
Now we're ready for you to take your pants off.
As you hear the striptease music and you remove your pants.
She's out.
She had the runway or the triangle?
I don't know, but she was a natural redhead.
Kathy's out.
All right.
Thank you, Kathy.
Then there were nine.
Now, remember, when we get down to three, That's three guaranteed winners because number three gets $500.
Absolutely.
Woo-hoo! Number two gets a trip, and number one gets their choice of the trip.
This is a very profitable version of strip trivia today.
Spence
is yes. two yes, items sir. Of clothing remaining. One of our leaders.
What was the many-headed serpent battled by Hercules?
That is the Hydra, Don.
You got it right.
That's pretty tough there. That's another correct answer for Spence.
Dixie
down to her last.
Who became the first black actress in over 50 years to win an Oscar in 1991?
Radio, make some sort of sound, please.
Now, keep in mind, this is the same girl with everybody else. She's like, oh, I know that.
Is it Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Goldberg.
That's your third correct answer, and you stay in the game, Dixie.
Richard.
Yeah.
Richard, one of our leaders, two items of clothing remaining.
Richard, on The Muppet Show, what musical instrument does Rolf play?
Piano.
You are not going to be able to answer that because Andres came in from behind and did like that with his hand to indicate piano.
A little too excited.
Andres, how many items does Andres have left?
Andres has one item of clothing remaining.
Oh, no.
You're getting a know-it-all question next time, Andres.
Yeah, I thought I would.
Everybody else gets the easy stuff here.
We'll have a second question now for Richard.
Yes, we will.
Richard.
Yeah.
What does VR mean in the video game biz?
Virtual reality.
Yay. All right, Richard answers that one on his own. His fourth correct answer in a row.
Colette
is on the bubble. She is down to her last item of clothing.
Colette. What actor played Richie's dad on Happy Days? See, there goes Dixie again.
Calm down, Dixie.
I know that one.
Dixie, for the love of God, settle down. You're standing next to me this whole game.
I got gas.
What did she say? You got gas. All right, Dixie, I'm sorry. We're moving. Rachel, come back over here. Dixie, over there. Right there. Rearrange. Come on.
Jesus.
What's the answer?
I don't know.
Tom Bosley.
And that is it for you, Colette.
Yeah!
Yeah! Time to remove the patties.
Yeah!
All right, Colette, you wanted to
moon. Why don't you moon the guys in the next room?
Yeah!
Hey!
Hey!
Stick your ass up against the window.
What?
A stool.
A stool. Robbie? All right, Rob, bring her to the stool.
We're going to do a chair right now.
There we go.
Get the camera on.
Right. She likes to moon. That's her favorite pastime. All right, now she's going to moon the crowd. There we go.
Here she goes.
All right, hold on. There you go. What a nice act of sportsmanship, Colette.
Windex.
Fantastic.
Little stain on the window.
All be gentle, right. Please.
Andres is down to his last.
Wait, before I get naked, I just want to say hi to some friends, Dave.
You get a chance to do that at the end of the game, Andres.
Right. Well, let's go.
Where is the alleged resting place of Noah's Ark?
Turkey.
See, you shouldn't have tried to give the other guy the answer. No, it's Mount Ararat, Armenia.
I think it's Ararat.
Fellas, I'm now getting naked.
Let's get it out of the way, Andres.
All right, Andres, that's it. I'm so glad I didn't see that.
Jesus.
And then there were seven.
That was a mess. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Amy topless.
Hello.
Amy is also down to her last item of clothing.
What Pennsylvania nuclear power plant provided the 1979 film The China Syndrome with its plot? What Pennsylvania nuclear power plant provided the movie The China Syndrome with its plot?
Potsdam.
3 Mile Island.
3 Mile Island, and that's it for you. It's time to get totally naked, Amy.
You know, she's perfect until I saw that.
Yeah, a little gardening down there.
Oh, Amy.
All right.
Look like John Waters down there. John Waters has that little queer mustache. Oh, my God. Just ruined a beautiful fantasy, Amy.
Not for me, Amy. You're A-okay.
Jackie.
Jackie is down to her last item of clothing.
That's it.
Okay, Jackie. 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 Who won the right to get a bowl of raspberry red, lemon yellow, and orange orange in a 1976 election?
Would that have been Johnson?
That would have been the Trix Rabbit.
The Trix Rabbit. Very close to Lyndon Johnson, though. And Jackie, that's it for you. It's time to remove your last item of clothing. She does it. Covering up, trying. Not enough hands to cover everybody.
She can't cover. She's naked.
She's totally naked. Good job, Jackie.
Wow, there she goes.
Boy, I tell you, a lot. They're dropping like flies here in round number 7.
It's going to be like the all-homo version, because I think, other than Dixie, all the rest are guys, right?
Let me see. Yeah, I think we're out of women. It's just Dixie.
Dixie
and Sean and Vic. Vic's actually our leader right now. Vic has had 4 correct answers in a row.
What metallic element makes stainless steel stainless? Hey, shut up over there.
Hey, no helping.
Marshall. Vic?
We need an
aluminum? Chromium.
Item number 3, what will you be removing, Vic?
I got one other shirt in my pants.
All right.
All right, very good. We go to round number 8.
And we're down to how many people? Are we down to 5 people?
We're down
now?
To 5 people.
5 people. 4 guys, 1 girl.
That's right.
When we come back, we're going to decide it.
Absolutely.
And once we get the next 2 gone, the 3 left after that are guaranteed to walk out with the big prizes.
All prize winners. Yeah.
Listen,
no
when
pressure.
We come back...
No pressure. Come on. No pressure.
All we have when we come back are the know-it-all questions. Okay? Stay tuned. We'll be right back to finish this up.
We'll have more Strip Trivia, after this quick break.
This quick break. Be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.